Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Diplomatic wrangling, perhaps traded for some concession by the United States. If so, it will need to be arranged by a third party. The U.S. has no embassy in North Korea.
The White House says it's deeply concerned by the sentence and will work through all possible channels to secure the release of the Americans. 7,000 Marines from North Carolina's Camp Lejeune are a first of a new wave of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. They're moving into the southern part of that country. New military hardware has been brought in, too. 14,000 additional U.S. troops will be added this summer in Afghanistan. Here at home, the nation's highest court has a role in Chrysler's bankruptcy court makeover.
Hanging in the balance, Chrysler's efforts to sell its good assets to a new firm led by Fiat. A bankruptcy court gave its okay a week ago, but a closing has been delayed while three Indiana state funds owed money by Chrysler pursue their objections. Their last chance, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who has until 4 this afternoon Eastern Time to halt the sale, or Chrysler will get the green light to move on and leave the challenges behind. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
For Chrysler dealers about to lose franchise deals, it's the final day to clear their lots. 800 agreements end tomorrow. A real human tragedy along a highway in southeastern Arizona. 8 illegal immigrants were killed when the SUV they were riding in rolled over. Officer Joy Craig of the State Department of Public Safety says 27 people were stuffed inside the vehicle, stacked like wood.
They just stack them on top of each other when they're transporting illegals from point A to point B.
Others in the SUV are hospitalized, some in critical condition. The crash of a commuter plane near Buffalo earlier this year brought a new focus on regional airline safety, and new information raises even more questions about pilots. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Industry leaders insist regional operators meet the same high standards demanded of the mainline carriers. But the fact is, in the past 10 years, just about every serious regional airline accident has involved a pilot who had failed skills tests multiple times. What's behind that statistic? Well, USA Today notes the number of veteran military pilots seeking civilian jobs fell this decade, forcing many carriers to lower their minimum requirements. Steve?
A U.S. Navy team is heading to Brazil today to help in the search for the black boxes from Air France Flight 447. They're bringing equipment, too, that can detect emergency beacons to a depth of 20,000 feet. 17 bodies and some airplane debris has been found so far. Well, it's shaping up to be an awful year for the world's airlines, with new estimates suggesting $9 billion in losses.
What we're seeing is that the global recession is taking a toll on both business and leisure travel around the world.
Steve Lott of the International Air Transport Association says both passenger and cargo traffic is down. North American Airlines will lose about $1 billion. That's actually an improvement over last year. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Do nothing before June 12, 2009, and you could lose your TV signal. If you use rabbit ears or rooftop antenna to watch...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A busy afternoon it was, as five locations, tornadoes...
Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active.
Faces sentencing today, an upside to the soggy spring in Colorado, as wildlife observers say the region's healthy rainfall has caused an explosion of wildflowers along the Rocky Mountains. And the Rockies beat the Cardinals 7-2. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Not a bad start to this morning's commute. CDOT's wrapped up an overnight project on I-25 that occurred right around Santa Fe, so that's not going to slow your roll at all. Now, as we're checking those CDOT cameras, speeds on I-25 to and through the tech center looking pretty good. Things are getting busier, but no significant slowdowns. Same deal for southbounders on I-25 as you're making your way across the downtown area. That's one of the first places to get busy, but now things are looking okay for the time being. Now, if you have to go out to DIA, pick somebody up, drop somebody on, for catch an early flight. Not a bad drive either. Pena Boulevard is wide open. Security wait times less than 10 minutes, and there's plenty of parking spaces. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get outside with your local experts at the North Face store this summer. Stop by the North Face store on Detroit Street and Cherry Creek North in Denver and visit the North Face booth at National Get Outdoors Day in City Park on June 13th from 9 to 3:30. The North Face. Never stop exploring.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press,
you are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
Fired up, ready to go, the Bill Press Show on this Monday, June 8th. Good morning, everybody. Great to see you today, and thank you for being there. Thank you for being part of the Bill Press Show. We're coming to you live, coast to coast, covering the big stories, the little stories of the day, our analysis of them, and giving you a chance to weigh in, join the conversation. 866-55-PRESS is our toll-free number. 866-55-77-377. And as always, check out our website, BillPressShow.com. Lots of goodies there today, including under today's links, a little recount of my encounter last Thursday evening with Karl Rove. Yeah, he's still out and about. And we had a little conversation about waterboarding, you'll be amused by there under today's links. And we have a new page on the website today at BillPressShow.com. It's the mug shot page. Yes, and these are mug shots of our guests in studio, including the guest we're going to be talking to at the top of this hour, Congressman Keith Ellison, in studio picking up their Bill Press Barack Obama commemorative mugs. You can get your own, of course, from the website as well at BillPressShow.com. And you'll see the proud owners of those mugs picking them up in studio on the mugshot page. BillPressShow.com is the website. The team press here, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning. Hello, guys.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there.
President back from his trip yesterday afternoon. I'm telling you, full of vim and vigor, got off the plane. Jumped right on the golf course. I must admit, I've never done that. I've flown across the Atlantic many times. I've never gotten off the plane and then picked up my clubs and run out to the golf course.
You know what I love about that?
Of course, I wasn't flying on Air Force One, so I didn't have a stateroom and a shower and a bed. You know,
what I like is watching this because, you know, I have a wife and two young children, and when my wife and young children go out of town, of course I go play golf. I do whatever I can just because I'm free from, you know, family duty.
He probably
I'm glad he's got that same mentality.
Right. And he did admit because Mrs. Obama, Michelle, and the girls stayed in Paris for a few days. The president said, "Yeah, I'd like to have done that too."
I would love nothing more than to have a leisurely week in Paris, stroll down the Seine, take my wife out to a nice meal, have a picnic in Luxembourg Gardens. Those days are over for the moment.
For the moment, yeah. Maybe, I don't know that they will ever come back, to tell the truth. The president and the first lady did go out to dinner Saturday night in Paris, a little restaurant near the Eiffel Tower called La Fontaine de Mars. I'll bet you it'll be impossible to get a reservation at that place now for a few years at any rate. And but just in case, even with the finest of French food in Paris, the Secret Service had a taster in the kitchen. I love that. They take their own taster with them. You know, is the foie gras good enough?
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
No, I'd better have another taste of that foie gras before we send it out, you know. The guy probably came in and sampled everything in the menu because he didn't know what they were going to order.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, what a job. All right. 10 minutes after the hour, as I mentioned, Congressman Keith Ellison is going to kick off this hour for us, and we'll be talking then a little bit later with Senator Mark Warner from Virginia. Big primary tomorrow. We'll preview it today with Senator Mark Warner. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
The headlines that'll make you cool at the water cooler. Conan O'Brien heads into his second week of hosting the Tonight Show today after a strong first week of ratings, but they did decline with each successive episode from the start. His best Nielsen rating of a 7.1 came Monday. That dropped 30% Tuesday night and continued to fall through the week to end at a 3.5 rating on Friday. Overall, he did beat CBS's Letterman by 62% for the week.
Yeah, he still beat every show, but every show went down in the ratings. Yeah.
I'm going to make a prediction. I bet Letterman beats him this week.
Well, he's going to have to level off here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Two quick sports headlines to mention. Peter's prediction of the L.A. Lakers winning the NBA title is looking more likely. They're now up over the Orlando Magic 2-0, winning in overtime yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And in golf, another win for Tiger Woods. He broke out of a 4-way tie to win the Memorial Tournament. Woods is widely expected to get his 15th career win at the U.S. Open. That's in 2 weeks.
And then we had the Belmont in sports yesterday, too.
We did, and mind that bird came in third place. Summer Bird won it.
What's his name for the jockey?
Oh, I don't know.
The jockey that rode. He won the first two. Two different horses.
On Rachel, Alexandra, and Mike.
He was back on Calvin Burrell or something like that. He was back. Close enough for government work. Yeah. He was back on Mind That Bird yesterday and didn't make the Triple Crown.
And eating ice cream on a hot summer day presents the challenge of trying to finish the scoop before it melts all over. Cold Stone Creamery says it has a fix for that. The frozen treat maker is introducing ice cream that doesn't melt at room temperature. The new product is being co-branded with the Kraft Jell-O name. It turns to a pudding or mousse-like substance as it warms up.
Ice cream that doesn't melt on a summer day?
It kind of turns into a custard type deal.
That's weird.
No, that's weird. I just
report the news.
All right. I don't trust it. All right, indeed. Here on this Monday, June 8th, President Obama coming back from a 6-day trip to the Middle East and to Europe. Important events in Germany, important events, of course, the 65th commemoration of the landing at D-Day in France. But the centerpiece of his trip was that important speech, historic speech, that he gave in Cairo last Wednesday, an address where he said he went there to try to reshape the relations between the United States and the Muslim world. One of his most dramatic statements where he was talking about the great contributions that Muslims have made to America, he pointed out this fact.
When the first Muslim American was recently elected to Congress, he took the oath to defend our Constitution using the same Holy Quran that one of our founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, kept in his personal library.
And we were proud to hear him say that because the man he was talking about, a good friend of the show, has been in studio with us, on the phone with us many times, the good Congressman Keith Ellison from Minnesota. Hey, Congressman.
Hey, Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How's it going?
Hey, did you know that was coming?
No. I was shocked as anybody.
Well, it was a great tribute to you and a great tribute to the president, I thought, as well. Overall, Congressman, what did you think of that speech?
Well, I think that he reshaped the relationship because I think he discarded the paradigm of the quote-unquote war on terror. He didn't even use the term terrorism. He did talk about violent extremism and what we need to do about it, but it was a reframing and kind of a rejection of the Bush era sort of us versus them kind of way to do things. The U.S. relationship with much of the Muslim world has been essentially guided by the rubric of counterterrorism. And yet, although that's an essential part of any international relationship, it's got to be broader than that. Got to be focused on trade, business, mutually beneficial relationship, not just this narrow sort of way of looking at things. And so I thought it was definitely the better way forward.
What do you think about the fact that he gave this speech in Egypt? I mean, Egypt is not exactly, they may have elections there, right? But it's not exactly what we would call a democracy. It's the homeland of the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, as people have pointed out, he didn't even mention Mubarak's name in his speech. Was that the right venue?
Well, it was the right venue for a couple of reasons. One is that, you know, Egypt is the largest Arab country, 80 million people. And, you know, without a doubt, it's a pioneer in peace, you know, harkening back to the Sadat days. Mubarak is a man whose time has passed by. And so I do think that it was, that's an unfortunate aspect. But when you weigh it all out, I think that if you want to do what he's trying to do, you got to go to Egypt. You got to go to Saudi Arabia. You got to go to both.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
And now the speech has been heard. It was broadcast around the world. It was translated into 13 languages. What impact, what long-lasting impact do you think it will have, Congressman?
Well, the impact will be only known in retrospect. But I think that if you join this speech with a lot of other substantive changes, history will show that it had a dramatic impact. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to make real motion on Israel-Palestine. You got to make a real motion on Iraq and Afghanistan. If you don't do that, then the speech could be relegated to a nice effort, but really not much account. But the speech signaled change. But you gotta bring it home with those substantive changes. And the president said that. I mean, he's not naive about what it's gonna take to reshape this international paradigm. He said, you know, a speech is not gonna do it.
Right.
But he pointed out a few things that I think were really important to point out. One is that, you know, the West really has had a colonial relationship with the rest of the world, including the Muslim world. And he said that, which is something that I cannot possibly imagine the American president saying. It's true, but, you know, I mean, it's amazing that he would say it's true because it's sort of one of those things you don't say. And then the other thing is, I mean, he mentioned when he was talking about Iran, the U.S. involvement in 1953 of destabilizing a democratically elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh, which is another one of those true facts that we just don't mention. We act like the whole relationship with U.S. and Iran started in 1979 when they stormed our embassy. Well, a few things happened before that, okay?
Right.
And that kind of history is what people, I think, around the world want to hear, just some kind of acknowledgement that we didn't arrive at this point simply, you know, by, you know, on 9/11 or in 79. There's a lot of history here. Now, in no way does that excuse the murderous acts of Osama bin Laden and people like that. And again, he made it clear that he's not going to shrink from the fight against people like that. But I think the audience was really aimed at the larger Muslim world and at America and at Europe, signaling that, we've got to start doing this thing a different way. We've got to expand our friends, embrace a wide audience of friends, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, all faith, and narrow the violent extremists around us who, quite frankly, also come from all faiths.
Mm-hmm. Congressman Keith Ellison here, our guest on the program, Democrat from Minnesota. So, Congressman, it seems to me also, and the White House has talked about this, that the president now has put for young Muslims around the world, right, who have been preached violence and hating America by Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups for the last 8 years, certainly, and have had the field to themselves. Now the president has put in front of young Muslims around the world a different role model, if you will, you know, a different vision, a different look at America. So it's kind of the propaganda war for the hearts and minds of young Muslims around the world. Am I correct? And how do we fare in that?
Well, Bill, I'm going to tell you, for all the beautiful soaring language of the speech, it was tactically brilliant because there's one person who really is upset about the speech and doesn't like it at all, and that's Osama bin Laden.
Exactly.
And Ayman Zawahiri didn't like it none too much either. And these, the terrorist types know how dangerous this kind of talk is to them.
Yeah.
Because what it does is it robs their audience, you know, because they're not offering anything other than desperation, desolation, no hope. I mean, if you walk up to some kid and say, strap on this belt and go to heaven, you know, and I mean, you're basically saying there is no hope at all, no future at
exactly.
all. That's what you're saying. And so that doesn't sell nearly as easily as saying, hey, man, you have a future. You can go to college. You can do things. You have something that you really can look forward to, and we're going to work with you to make sure you can reach your goals. That's the kind of thing that a parent, I mean, some woman living in Ramallah is going to go to her son and say, you know, son, you know, didn't you hear the president's speech? You know, you have a future. You don't need to mess with those guys. You don't need to listen to those guys. And this is the kind of thing that is so very important. And I'm telling you, this is going to drive these dudes into distraction.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, anybody who does not want peace, anybody who thinks of a million ways why we cannot move forward on peace is going to be upset by the speech, because it literally, if he pursues this vision, sticks to it and makes progress, we could reshape the, we could really be in a whole different paradigm. We could end up with a peace dividend as American taxpayers. We could end up a lot better off.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to go down as one of the most important speeches that any American president has ever given, and one of the most effective as well. Congressman Keith Ellison, my friend, always good to have you with us. Thanks for taking time for us this morning.
See you.
All right, great. And congratulations again there, Congressman Keith Ellison, great member of Congress and happens to be the first Muslim American elected to Congress, and did take the oath of office, as the president pointed out, on the same Quran that was in Thomas Jefferson's library.
The Bill Press Show continues. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
877-817-DEBT. 877-817-DEBT. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 877-817-DEBT. 877-817-DEBT.
Mom, I need your help with math.
How can I help?
I just don't get it.
Let me see. Huh, I don't remember how to do these either.
I'll never pass.
Sound familiar? Test pressures and fear of failing grades haunt many students. As a parent, you want to help, but you're at a loss when it comes to today's math. How can you help your child without spending on pricey learning centers or expensive private tutors? Now, there's a proven solution with the Math Made Easy tutorial system, designed to improve test scores and get rid of those math test anxieties forever. Top-notch teachers will coach your child in how to break down problems into the five essential steps which enable your child to master math in almost no time. Best of all, Math Made Easy is affordable for nearly everyone. Plus, we guarantee results, your money back if you don't see an increase in your child's math grades in 30 days. Call us right now to get your free trial. Call 866-507-MATH. That's 866-507-MATH.
Technology.
So you run Windows at your desk. You have an Airport Express hooked up to your stereo. You want to stream music from your PC to the big speakers. Impossible? Not with Airfoil from the guys at Rogue Amoeba. This isn't anything new, but they've just released version 2.7, which improves many of its features and now supports the Airfoil Speakers Touch app, which streams to your iPhone or iPod.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
The roller coaster ride that is American Idol is over once again. Twists, turns, and an extremely surprising ending as Chris Allen, who was pretty much pegged as the guy who would lose out to favorite Adam Lambert, is crowned champ. When asked by Rolling Stone magazine whether he thought his sexual orientation played a part in the result, Adam laughed and simply replied, "Probably."
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only
entertaining
Showbiz.
Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet. After a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
This is the Bill Press Show.
All right, 26 minutes after the hour, the Bill Press Show brought to you by the Sheet Metal Workers International Association. Giving a fair day's work for a fair day's pay. The good men and women of the sheet metal workers across the country. For more information, go to their website at smwia.org. Well, he had a chance to apologize. He had a chance to say he was wrong. He had a chance to take it back. Didn't quite do so yesterday. I'm talking about Newt Gingrich, who seems to be, for the moment, the new head of the Republican Party. He's the guy that they're putting out there. On Fox News, was it Fox News? No, on Face the Nation yesterday. Bob Schieffer's on vacation. Harry Smith filling in, asking the Newt whether he still thinks that Sonia Sotomayor is a racist.
It's clear that what she said was racist, and it's clear, or as somebody wrote recently, racialist, if you prefer, and it's clear that she didn't just say it once. And I think one of the challenges for the administration is, having first chided me for language, then having said she didn't mean it, then having said she ought to restate it, now they face the fact that she has said this, written about it, four or five times.
So her language is racist?
The language she used, well, if you say people of this ethnic background are superior to people of this ethnic background, I mean, just take out her language and put in the word white.
Right.
Put in white male, where she had Latina, and that person would, frankly, be disqualified from the court.
What a nut. What a nutcase. She never said that. She never came close to saying that. And by the way, what does racialist mean? Don't you think Newt Gingrich should simply have said, "I'm sorry, I should not have called her a racist, that was wrong"? No, he's not big enough for that. Mark Warner, Senator, next.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Let the IRS veterans at Effector help stop levies and wage garnishment. We can help you get your life back in order. Our clients never have to meet or even talk with the IRS. Our ex-IRS agents have over 100 years combined experience in IRS collection tactics, and they use that insider knowledge to go to work for you. The IRS will place levies or liens on more than 3 million taxpayers this year. Will you be one of them? Don't be afraid. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation and get peace of mind by putting an end to your federal or state tax problems. Call now. 800-490-3073. That's 800-490-3073. Get a free consultation and put our team of experts between you and the IRS. Call 800-490-3073.
That's 800-490-3073.
800-490-3073.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. Save $20 and get an 18-volt cordless drill, circular saw, two rechargeable batteries, a one-hour charger, and a bag to keep it all in. Holes will be drilled and boards will be cut with the Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only through June 22nd while supplies last. See store for details.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin, LASIK. I know, it makes a lot of you nervous. A lot of you say, hey, I'm eye shy. Jay, and there's no way I'm going to do anything about it. Well, I was the same way till I went to Icon LASIK. Let me tell you something about Icon. They're a Denver institution, and they offer interlace bladeless LASIK, Nidec, and Wavefront LASIK technologies, the top of the line in LASIK. They're your one stop for all your LASIK needs, and they can do it for as low as $499 per eye, and they have done tons and tons of these procedures, so they treat you great. As a matter of fact, they've completed over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. So if you've been shy about LASIK, hey, do yourself a favor. Call Icon. Set up a free custom vision evaluation today, and it'll just put your mind at rest, really. Call Icon, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. 1001, or check them out on the internet at icondenver.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Traffic gaining southbound I-25, 104th down to 84, speeds in the 20s and 30s there already. Also heavy downtown after Park Avenue. Things building also in Aurora, southbound side mostly. Colfax to Alameda again after Parker Road, taking you into the tech center. Things also starting to get a little heavy there. Eastbound I-70 around the mousetrap, I-25 past Brighton Boulevard. We do see some patchy fog this morning along I-25 near Highway 119. That could slow you down a little bit there. Also going to be a little busy there westbound 76 and eastbound 270 approaching downtown. Forecast, clouds will increase this afternoon, scattered rain and thunderstorms. Look for high around 68. Right now, 53 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
CalSpas has your perfect Father's Day gift. Pamper Dad with a beautiful hot tub the whole family will enjoy, delivered free in time for the big day. There's also great savings on gazebos, pool tables, and custom outdoor kitchens. For quality, value, and selection for over 20 years, it's CalSpas.
How would you like to get back all of the interest you pay to banks, credit cards, and finance companies, and turn it into a tax-free income for life? Hi, I'm Matt Clace, president of American Guarantee Financial and exclusively endorsed by Tom Martino. I've been educating people on one of the most time-tested concepts that will change not only your future, but your family's as well. Let us teach you how to quit paying interest and become your own banker. Call 866-259-9055 or check us out on the web at agfbanking.com.
Is the Bill Press Show.
Congress comes back today, of course, and resuming their work with health care. The number one priority, President Obama upping the stakes at the end of last week by sending a letter to Chairman Max Baucus and to the ranking Republican Chuck Grassley, the Senate Finance Committee, which has taken jurisdiction over health care, telling him, laying out what he wants in a bill, which includes, of course, a public plan option, something the insurance companies have been resisting all the way along. That's the number one item on the president's agenda. And also today he's going to be announcing, according to the Washington Post this morning, that the banks, Wall Street banks, are getting back on their feet to the extent that some of them are going to start paying back some of the money that the federal government gave those banks, a good sign that the economy is recovering and that we taxpayers may get some of that bailout money back. And over the weekend, too, it was Arlen Specter up in Pennsylvania making his debut before the
Democratic Party of Pennsylvania. We'll give you that clip a little bit later. Right in the middle, as I mentioned, of all the priorities that the Senate has to deal with, whether it's health care or continuing to look at Wall Street and the banks, continuing to look at General Motors and the auto industry, right in the middle of all of it. The good senator from new senator from the state of Virginia, a good friend of the program. We welcome him back for his first time, his first visit as a U.S. senator, Senator Mark Warner. Hey, Senator, good morning.
Hey, Bill, how are you this morning? Sorry I was a little late.
That's all right. Glad to have you with us. Before we get into the issues of the day, a big day tomorrow for Virginia in the three-way Democratic primary. What do you see is going to happen?
You know, I think it's still a toss-up, although there was a poll that came out last night that actually showed Creed Eads, the state senator from Bath County in more western Virginia, actually up by about 14 points.
I think
he has got some momentum, but in a low turnout race like this, it's all going to be about who gets the folks to the polls. I do think that, you know, the main thing that I'm focused on, I'm not supporting any one of the three, but to make sure that the party comes together on Wednesday behind whoever the nominee is, because Bob McDonald, Republican candidate, is going to be tough this fall.
You've got three, I think, very strong candidates there. Brian Moran, Terry McAuliffe, of course, and we all know and known a long time, and Creed Eads. And do you think that Eads got the Washington Post endorsement? Do you think that's what has given him so much strength? I'm surprised at how strongly he's been running.
Well, I think he got the Post endorsement. He got a couple other papers' endorsements. I think that all three of the candidates bring different strengths to the race. I mean, I think, you know, a month out, Deeds was probably in third place, and right now he's moved to first. So, but I think there was always a theory from the beginning that maybe Moran and McAuliffe would go after each other and Deeds would slip up the middle, and that seems to be playing out a little bit. But again, I wouldn't be surprised if any one of these three individuals won tomorrow, because we don't have a long history of primaries in Virginia, and it's all going to be about who gets the folks to the polls.
Senator, you were also just back a couple of weeks ago, back from a trip to Iraq, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. Did you come back with a good feeling about where we are today in Iraq and where we are in Afghanistan, that things are going as well as that we're on track in both of those areas?
You know, Bill, I actually came back with a different impression than going in. And this was, again, impressionistic. I was only in each country about less than 48 hours in each country. But I went in expecting that we would be kind of on the exit plan and a stable place in Iraq. I thought Afghanistan would kind of be a mess and Pakistan uncertain. Pakistan met its expectation of being uncertain. I do think the Pakistani leadership realized that they've got to focus on getting rid of the Taliban, and I think there's a great deal of anti-Taliban feeling in Pakistan. The question is, can the government take care of the now over 2 million people who have been displaced? In Iraq and Afghanistan, on the other hand, though, I came away with opposite of what the impression I went in with. I came out very discouraged about Iraq in terms of the level of the state of civil society, the fact that this did not seem like a country that was ready to be, in effect, turn over the keys after the elections take place next January. The quality of the Iraqi leadership seemed to be much more sniping and against each other than about how they actually rebuild the country. Whereas in Afghanistan, I felt I had some suspicions about President Karzai, a level below. The ministers that we met with seemed first-rate, seemed like they were very interested in doing the right thing for their country. And the American soldiers that were there, not just the generals, but the lieutenants and captains and others who were training the Afghani troops, spoke very highly about the quality of the Afghani troops and how they were committed to the fight.
Back to Iraq, do you think, given that situation, that we're going to be able to meet, the president's going to be able to meet his goals of having all of our troops out of there by 2012?
I think the Iraqis want us out, and I think that, you know, in General Ordinaro and Ambassador Hill are proceeding on those timelines. I think they're probably appropriate. At some point, you know, the American and remnants of the coalition forces can only do so much. I mean, the Iraqis have got to have a willingness to step up and take responsibility for their own country. We've trained their army, we've trained their police, we've invested hundreds of billions of dollars and thousands of American lives. My sense from the kind of, again, mid-level soldiers that I was talking to, beyond just the officers, that they kind of feel like they've done their job, done their duty, and at some point the Iraqis, again, it's their country, they got to bear responsibility.
Senator Mark Warner from Virginia, our guest here on the Bill Press Show. Senator, of course, you were not only a great governor of Virginia, before that a very successful businessman. I want to ask you, as a businessman, when you look at what's happening up on Wall Street, the Washington Post reporting this morning that President Obama is going to announce today that some of our largest banks have gotten back on their feet to the extent that they might be actually starting to repay some of the billions of dollars that the federal government lent to them. What does this tell you about the TARP in general and the economic recovery?
Well, one, it tells me that some of these banks are so anxious to get the government out of their business
yeah.
that they want to do anything to get rid of pay back the money. And on one hand, I find that good because I think it's important that the public realizes that we're going to see large percentage of these TARP funds back. The only two caveats I'd put on taking the funds back is one, I want to make sure that we've got an overarching strategy on what our goals on getting the TARP money back is. I want it back, but I also don't want to take it back too early, that if there's a second dip, which unfortunately there could be, that we'd be back in the position of having to come back in and reshore up these banks. And secondarily, even if we do take the TARP money back, and I think we should take it back, what I don't want to have, in addition to the monies coming back, we also, when we made these investments, the American public took warrants in a lot of these banks. Well, I think these warrants are going to be more valuable than, in fact, they're the right to buy stock at a future price, at a future time. And I actually don't want to sell out these warrants cheaply. We took a big risk, the American public. We should get some of the upside. So I suggested to Secretary Geithner that maybe we ought to, you know, the banks don't want us to continue to be invested in prime. Maybe we could sell these warrants to a third party or put them in some kind of third party foundation that could help maximize the value to the American public, the taxpayer, but at the same time not have direct government, continuing government intervention in these banks. So somehow we get the money back, but let's get some of the upside as well.
Well, on a related issue, how long do you think the American taxpayers will be shareholders in General Motors?
Bill, that's a great question. I mean, I had some trepidation yesterday or last week when the heads of Chrysler and GM testified before the Commerce Committee, and we were pretty darn harsh on them because of some of their arbitrary ways they decided to get rid of some of the dealerships. But I guess my comment to them was, if you ever needed any more impetus to get profitable and get the government out of your business, it's having this group of senators try to dictate how you ought to be running your business at this point. So I think they got that message, but I think it is going to be obviously a longer haul till we see GM and Chrysler return to profitability.
Yeah. And one last issue. I hate to hit you with so many, but, you know.
Far away. All right. My job.
The president last week sending a letter to the top Democrats on the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Baucus and Senator Grassley, saying we have to have health care reform legislation this year, and here's what I want. You're close to it. You talk to your fellow senators. Do they share the president's sense of urgency, and do you think there will be health care reform legislation this year?
I think there will be a bill this year. I think that we'll act on it in the Senate. The challenge, I believe, and I think we all know where the goal is, what we want to get to health care coverage for all Americans. The challenge is making the case on how we're also going to be able to drive down the costs. We will not be able to get our national deficits under control until we can drive down our health care costs. I mean,
right.
Medicare and Medicaid is really what's driving the federal budget deficit more than any other item, and we've got to drive down health care costs. And one of the things that I think the president needs to do a better job of is we need to make the case that, you know, we're spending $2.4 trillion in health care at this point, 16-17% of our GDP. We can't continue to spend that, whether you're paying the insurance company, whether you're self-insured, whether you're paying it to the government, and how we bend that cost curve has to be more part of the discussion. And so far, we've been more about coverage and more about some of the mechanics and less about how we drive down costs.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you cannot fix this economy unless you fix the cost of the healthcare system as well.
They are intertwined, and again, if we're going to see deficit reduction, we've got to see healthcare cost containment.
Well, you've got your hands full, Senator Warner, but we're glad you're there tackling all these problems, and thanks for taking time for us this morning.
Not at all. Thank you, Bill. Take care.
All right, great. Senator Mark Warner, newly elected senator from Virginia. Interesting. He didn't call it, but indicating that Cray Deeds ahead in that three-way race for the Virginia gubernatorial primary tomorrow. We'll be right back and take a look at the president's trip and the latest in the Obama administration.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
Get the good stuff!
Father's Day is fast approaching, and what can Dad never have too many of? Well, here's a hint. It's not socks, ties, or soap on a rope. It's tools. So stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store for great gifts that he can put to good use. Like a 52-piece Max Grab socket set for just $15.55. It's the perfect gift for every dad. For a limited time only at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Napa. Get the good
stuff! Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. Save $20 and get an 18-volt cordless drill, circular saw, two rechargeable batteries, a one-hour charger, and a bag to keep it all in. Holes will be drilled and boards will be cut with a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only through June 22nd while supplies last. See store for details.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Stop-and-go traffic conditions, southbound I-25, leaving Northglenn 104th down to 84th Avenue, but really, it's a quiet commute going on for us this morning. Things also going to be a little sluggish for you on 25 heading into downtown, I-70 past Spear Boulevard, eastbound C-470, starting to see some more traffic, Wadsworth out to Santa Fe, also Sun Glare may be an issue for some of those eastbound approaches into the city. Southbound 225, also busy, normal spots, Colfax again after Yosemite, also there a little busy, westbound 76, 74th Avenue to 270. Also got patchy fog on 25 near 119. The forecast, partly cloudy, another good chance for rain and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, right now 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
Toyota owners, summertime means road trips. Your neighborhood Toyota stores have all the right tools, technicians, and parts at the right price to make sure your Toyota continues to run like a Toyota. See your local Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, moving forward.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Let me give you some reasons why you should shop at Rocky's Autos. Number one, they're locally owned and operated, and they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM 760 and have been big supporters of my show. And I thank them for that, and I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
One movie, two tickets, about $20. Add popcorn, two drinks, and some milk duds, you're over $30. But what if you could take that same $30 and get hundreds of movies, thousands of choices, and original programs you just can't see at the movie theater? Well, right now, you can. Get Comcast Digital Cable with all your favorite channels plus 8 channels of HBO for just $29.99 a month for 1 year. With Comcast, you'll tap into On Demand so you watch what you want, when you want. You'll also get HBO On Demand so hit movies and original shows like Entourage are available anytime. Digital Cable On Demand, HBO, and HBO On Demand, just $29.99 a month for 1 year. Have movie night every night and never leave your couch. Milk duds not included. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 6/21/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. 1 year commitment required. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and franchise extra. Call for details.
Good afternoon. We've talked a lot about the most important event of his trip, which was, of course, that historic speech he gave at Cairo University. last week. He moved on Friday to Germany and went to the Buchenwald concentration camp, part of which was liberated by one of his great uncles. And he toured that the site of the concentration camp with Chancellor Angela Merkel and also with Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel, making a powerful impression on President Obama.
These sites have not lost their horror with the passage of time. As we were walking up, Elie said, if these trees could talk, and there's a certain irony about the beauty of the landscape and the horror that took place here.
Could not have had a better guide there than Elie Wiesel, who has written more powerfully than anybody else, I believe, about the Holocaust. And then the president went on to France, on to Normandy, for the 65th commemoration of D-Day, the landing on the beaches of Normandy by the Americans, and some Canadians as well. There were some the veterans from that landing there with the president, and he saluted them for their great service, not only to this country, but to the free world.
Perhaps more than any other reason, you, the veterans of that landing, are why we still remember what happened on D-Day. You're why we keep coming back.
Yeah, one very moving part of that ceremony, that one of the veterans who came knowing it would be his last trip back to France, visited the cemetery on Friday and died in his sleep that night, was unable to make the ceremony the next day. And the president mentioned him by name and asked the crowd to remember him in their prayers. And then the president addressed, you know, there are more and more people. Pat Buchanan wrote a whole book about this. I wouldn't say more and more people, not a lot of people, certainly Pat Buchanan, but every once in a while somebody says, you know, World War II, we didn't have to fight that war. You know, if we had just dealt with Hitler early on and made some agreement with Hitler or whatever, I don't know. I just think it's nonsense. The president sort of shot down that whole theory yesterday when it comes to World War II, or not yesterday, but at this commemoration when it comes to World War II.
No man who shed blood or lost a brother would say that war is good, but all know that this war was essential. For what we faced in Nazi totalitarianism was not just a battle of competing interests. It was a competing vision of humanity.
Yeah, we could disagree about the war in Iraq or the war in Afghanistan. World War II, we did what we had to do. And finally, the president, he did come home, leaving Michelle and the daughter and his daughters in Paris. It was one of the girls celebrated their 8th birthday. I'm not sure which is which with the Obama girls. And Michelle Obama took advantage of this occasion, the birthday occasion, and this commemoration, the ceremony in Normandy, to spend a couple of days in Paris showing the sights to the girls. The president said, I wish I could have stayed behind with him.
I would love nothing more than to have a leisurely week in Paris, stroll down the Seine, take my wife out to a nice meal, have a picnic in Luxembourg Gardens. Those days are over for the moment.
At least for now, those days are over. And I'll be back with today's parting shot.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Does tax debt leave you consumed with worry? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? If you're tired of feeling stressed over your tax problems, turn to Tax Debt Bailout now for a free review of your situation.
Call 1-800-506-4883. If you're facing back taxes, wage garnishment, a tax lien, bank levy, audit, or property seizure, let our tax relief specialists deal with the IRS so you don't have to. Tax debt bailout saves taxpayers like you precious time and millions of dollars every year. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, know your rights and take action. For peace of mind and your free review, call the Tax Debt Bailout now at 1-800-506-4883. That's 1-800-506-4883. Don't wait another minute. Call 1-800-506-4883.
Triple scores and reports free as a trial member of Privacy Matters 123.
In this latest segment on Speaking Money, did you know people are spying on your credit score and you could be losing money without even knowing it? We're here with Robert Shirley from Better Money Management to explain. Robert, is that true?
Well, it's a fact. Credit card companies, lenders, insurance companies, they're all constantly checking your credit score and use it to decide what to charge you.
Is that bad?
Well, if there's a mistake, you could be paying through the nose unnecessarily.
So what can you do?
Well, the smartest thing to do is check your credit score.
Like on one of those internet services?
Exactly. But I recommend a service called FreeScore123.com.
Okay, why them?
Well, everybody has three different credit reports, and those scores can be different. But at FreeScore123.com, you can get all three scores for free and see what they say about you.
Free? Wow.
Check them out. Could save you a lot of money.
Okay, then. Get your three scores for free at FreeScore123.com. That's FreeScore123.com.
I looked at her, and I was just, wow. She looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her, and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at the Emmy Awards. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-9821. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-9821. 1-800-300-9821.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Monday, June 8th, my parting shot for today, he's back. Yes, President Obama back in the White House after a groundbreaking trip to Europe and the Middle East. The highlight of his trip was last week's address to the Muslim world from Cairo University, a speech carried live and then immediately translated into 13 languages by the State Department and broadcast around the world. Obama's purpose was to forge a new relationship between the United States and Muslims worldwide, but the speech had another equally important purpose, to undermine the anti-American propaganda that's been pounded into young Muslims relentlessly by Al-Qaeda and other extremist organizations. For the last 8 years, they had the field to themselves, but now there's a competing message, the benefits to people of all faiths of living in a democratic society. And now there's a competing personality, Barack Obama. So today, young Muslims have a choice between two role models, a young African-American president of the United States standing proud and confident on the world stage, or a washed-up old terrorist afraid to step out of his own underground cave somewhere in the mountains of Afghanistan or Pakistan. Obama versus Osama. Hey, no doubt who wins that propaganda war. And that's my parting shot for today, folks. Hey, I'm going to see you again a little bit later today. I'm going to be here for Ed Schultz on all of these same stations from noon to 3 East Coast time. I'll be Ed Schultz for today. Have a great one, and I'll see you a little bit later, and then again tomorrow.
It's the Bill Press Show.
Keep hope alive.
You've always been active, but your body's not cooperating like it used to. Know why? It's your joints. They're thirsty. Cartilage, your joint's natural shock absorber, loses water as it ages and could use some lubrication to keep working as it should. So how do you keep your joints healthy and flexible? with Joint Juice Fitness Water. The first and only enhanced water designed to hydrate your joints as well as your body. Each 10-calorie bottle of Joint Juice Fitness Water is packed with a full-day supply of glucosamine to help keep the cartilage in your joints lubricated, providing flexibility so you can keep doing what you do. As part of a healthy lifestyle, use Joint Juice Fitness Water daily to keep your joints healthy and flexible. Look for the blue Joint Juice Fitness Water bottles in three great flavors, berry, lemon, and kiwi strawberry, in the enhanced water section of your favorite retailer. Lubricate your joints with Joint Juice Fitness Water.
Brought to you by Joint Juice, now available at all Target stores.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The cards have been dealt for another round of high-stakes poker between Washington and Pyongyang. Overnight, North Korea convicted American cable TV reporters Yuna Lee and Laura Ling of entering the country illegally and sentenced them to 12 years in prison. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer has U.S. reaction.
President Obama is described as deeply concerned about the sentencing. A spokesman says the administration is working all possible diplomatic channels to win the release of the women. Since the U.S. has no formal diplomatic relations with North Korea, much of the effort will likely involve third parties and contacts at the United Nations. The State Department already rejected any notion that the women were guilty of wrongdoing. The department has urged North Korea to release them. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
Some 7,000 Camp Lejeune leathernecks are fanning out across southern Afghanistan, the vanguard of a Marine force of 21,000 that will be deployed by this summer. CBS News military consultant Mike Lyons.
At this point, the mission is to get these Marines in the small towns, similar to tactics that were deployed in Iraq that were successful during the surge there.
The Supreme Court is getting a chance to weigh in on Chrysler's sale to Fiat. CBS's Jeff Gilbert has that.
Today's decision is the last stand for three Indiana state funds which lent money to Chrysler and don't believe that Chrysler lenders are getting proper treatment. An appeals judge gave them until 4 this afternoon to get the Supreme Court to take the case. If that doesn't happen, Chrysler will then be free to sell its good assets to a new company headed by Fiat.
The recession has been a blessing for McDonald's. With so many people looking to save money when they eat out, McDonald's sales were up 5% in May. If computer manufacturers want to do business in China, they'll have to install some special software in their PCs. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker, what kind of software?
Beijing says the software will protect young people from what it calls harmful content. Critics fear not porn, but politics will end up censored. The new technology could render China's already tough internet filters virtually impregnable. The Wall Street Journal says PC manufacturers could be forced to choose between refusing a big order in a major market or opening themselves up to charges of colluding with censorship. Frank?
New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin and his wife have been quarantined in Shanghai, China.
He was notified that another passenger on the plane in which he was traveling and sitting in close proximity to has signs and symptoms of the influenza-like illness that's a subtype of H1N1.
A mayor spokeswoman says he was on a business flight from Newark, New Jersey, and the Nagins are being treated with the utmost courtesy. One well-known Republican is applauding Judge Sonia Sotomayor's nomination to the Supreme Court. Laura Bush tells ABC News, I think she sounds like a very interesting and good nominee. S&P futures are up 8 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, Ted, there's some guy with a guitar standing behind your ATV.
I know. Hit it, Larry.
Open road, stretching forever. Me and my best friend gonna have some fun.
What was that?
Oh, that's my folk singer. I saved so much money on my ATV insurance by switching to Geico, I was able to get this guy to play songs for us all day.
Saving you money on your ATV insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. Geico Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. Save $20 and get an 18-volt cordless drill, circular saw, two rechargeable batteries, a one-hour charger, and a bag to keep it all in. Holes will be drilled and boards will be cut with a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only through June 22nd while supplies last. See store.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Five locations in Colorado where tornadoes touched down yesterday afternoon. This man lives in a townhome near the Southlands Mall.
There's about a 15-foot trailer next to us that's about 20 feet from going into our neighbor's house. There's trees laid down. All the windows in the whole condo apartment area are all broke out.
Air conditioning units on the mall roof were damaged. A car was on its roof, and 3,000 people lost electricity. Much of Southlands Mall will be closed today. There's an upside to Colorado's soggy spring, as observers say the region's healthy rainfall has caused an explosion of wildfires along the Rocky Mountains. And in sports, the Rockies beat the Cardinals 7-2. They've won four straight games. They go for their fifth straight today in St. Louis. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're looking at slowdowns in those usual spots, like southbound I-25 from about 104th to 84th as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. Speeds are going to drop into the teens and 20s in spots through that stretch. Same deal for southbounders on 2 1/4. This is just after you make that Parker curve all the way up to I-25. Accident being reported, I-70 in Vasquez. Watch out for some slowdowns over that elevated stretch. As far as the rest of the highways go, we're looking at a decent trip on 6th Avenue. A little bit sluggish right around Federal, but no significant delays. C-470 loading up as well. This is Wadsworth towards Santa Fe. But on that approach to Quebec, speeds are going to be hit in the 50s and 60s as you are trying to access I-25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Plus, get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy 4 select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. Go to GoodyearTires.com or see your participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply.
Now, from our studios in New York City,
this is Rachel Maddow.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
Welcome to the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. It's Monday, June 8th, 6 minutes past the hour right now. Thanks for joining us. The Justice Department has stepped up on the George Tiller assassination. Big news, a federal investigation promised prosecution of any accomplices they find, inquiries into violations of other FACE Act crimes, a reformation of the Justice Department task force that's supposed to take on the anti-abortion terrorist movement in this country. Big, big news. There's lots to say about that. Also, the Sonia Sotomayor opposition gets weird this week, and British news gets inadvertently dirty. At least dirty sounding. Anna Marie Cox will also be here to debate the rhetorical power of both the Macarena and Freedom Fries as cultural reference points. That's all coming up this hour on the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio, starting right now. Big news that the U.S. Justice Department has announced it is launching a federal investigation into the murder of Dr. George Tiller, an abortion provider in Kansas who was vilified and harassed and attacked for years by the anti-abortion movement before he was finally shot dead. The suspect in custody is an anti-abortion activist named Scott Roeder. As yet, Mr. Roeder is the only person facing charges in Dr. Tiller's murder. But an announcement from the Acting Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department indicates that the government is not assuming that the killer in this case acted alone. Quote, "The Department of Justice will work tirelessly to determine the full involvement of any and all actors in this horrible crime and to ensure that anyone who played a role in the offense is prosecuted to the full extent of federal law." The Justice Department also announced that they have reconvened the Task Force on Violence Against Reproductive Health Care Providers. This is important. This is the FBI and the Marshals Service and the ATF and other law enforcement agencies. It's a task force that was first formed during the Clinton administration in recognition of the fact that the multiple murders and attempted murders of abortion providers, the bombings of clinics, the harassment, the threats, these were not isolated incidents. They were the products of a militant anti-abortion movement. A homegrown American movement that proclaimed that abortion was equivalent to murder, that it was therefore justifiable, even honorable, to use violence to stop it. A movement that ultimately embraced terrorism, terrorizing tactics to make abortion services too dangerous for doctors to provide and thereby too difficult for women to seek. Never mind that those services were still technically legal.
This week, since Scott Roeder has been in custody for Dr. Tiller's murder, we have detailed on this show how some individual anti-abortion militants have praised Mr. Roeder as a hero. But even as individual activists and websites have publicly celebrated this murder and have made a hero out of the murder suspect, the organizations that make up the right flank of the anti-abortion movement, they've tried to distance themselves from this crime. Operation Rescue, the militant organization that blockaded Dr. Tiller's clinic, that ran Tiller Watch on their website, they initially denied having anything to do with the suspect in Dr. Tiller's murder, and they released a statement condemning the murder. That, however, was before an ex-con former clinic bomber on their staff admitted to having multiple conversations with Mr. Roeder about Dr. Tiller in the months leading up to Dr. Tiller's murder. Her Operation Rescue phone number was found in Mr. Roeder's car when he was arrested. Operation Rescue's statement condemning Tiller's murder was echoed by another anti-abortion group this week, a group called the American Life League. They put out a statement on the day of the assassination saying, quote, "Today's actions were tragic and serve as another reminder that all human life is sacred." They also said that they extended prayers to the Tiller family, which is nice. Then we learned that that same group, the American Life League, has decided to go ahead with plans the day of Dr. George Tiller's funeral to send activists out to abortion providers across the country bearing these signs. The pill kills. They're calling it Protest the Pill Day 2009, the day of George Tiller's funeral. They're going to be holding up these signs at abortion providers. The message here is, of course, that birth control pills are harmful and that women who use birth control pills are murderers. They're killing unborn babies. The message is that using birth control pills is tantamount to having an abortion. Information at the organization's website warns women against using, quote, "chemicals, hormones, and sex education as an answer to their problems with the natural consequences of abuse of sex." The group goes on to inform women who might use birth control that, quote, "they will be mothers of dead babies. The hormones, chemicals, and sharp intrauterine devices will starve and kill in the secret warmth of their sterilized wombs." The message is even more direct on the group's Facebook group page. It reads, quote, "If the pill prevents a developing baby from implanting in the lining of the uterus, a life has been killed." A life has been killed. So if you use birth control, you're committing murder. That's the blunt message. That's what the word kills is all about in the sign, right? That anti-abortion demonstrators will be wielding at facilities where abortions are performed across the country at exactly the same time as friends and family of Dr. George Tiller will be mourning his murder, allegedly at the hands of an anti-abortion activist who witnesses say used the phrase baby killer while gluing shut the locks of another Kansas clinic the day before he allegedly shot Dr. Tiller dead. We called the American Life League today to ask them if they considered postponing the event out of respect for Dr. Tiller's funeral. They told us that the event had been in the works for a long time and that it would be almost impossible to postpone it. The protest is, in fact, pegged to the anniversary of a Supreme Court decision about birth control. It's called Griswold v. Connecticut. I should note, though, that that decision was actually handed down on June 7th, which means that the real anniversary would be Sunday. But they're not doing their event on Sunday. They're doing it on Saturday, on the day of Dr. Tiller's funeral. Joining us now is Melissa Harris-Lacewell. She's an associate professor of politics and African-American studies at Princeton University. Melissa, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
The organizers of the Pill Kills Day have decided not to postpone their event. And, of course, they're absolutely free in this country to hold any sort of protest event with any sort of message that they want. Is it tone deafness or is it a deliberate provocation to have a message like this on the day of the funeral?
Well, I think it's certainly more than tone deafness. So it is accurate that they've had this event before. There was an event just like this last year, and that this has been in the works. So it's not as though they planned it specifically for this day. But they are capitalizing on this tragedy. They are using the fact that we're all at this moment talking about the question of choice, talking about women's reproductive rights, as an opportunity to take their hateful fringe message and really put it right in the center of the conversation. And so it is a kind of nasty way of capitalizing on the assassination of an innocent man. Well, so your writing on this subject this week has been really provocative and really interesting. It's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show to talk about it. And in one of your columns this week about it, you wrote that the anti-choice community operates with a totalitarian impulse that generates a culture of terror rather than a culture of life. What do you mean by totalitarian impulse?
Well, what I mean by totalitarianism is the idea that there's only one right way. There's only one correct answer, that there's no gray areas, there's nothing complex. So let's take, for example, this idea that the pill kills. Clearly, worldwide, far more women die of the complications of pregnancy and childbirth than are made ill by birth control. So women's health always improves when there is widely available and easily accessed reproductive rights care. Planned Parenthoods, where they're going to go and protest, are not only abortion providers and birth control providers, they are the primary health care provider for 3 million women and teen girls in this country. Because we have such a problem with insurance, so many women only see a doctor when they see a doctor at a Planned Parenthood for routine care like cervical cancer screenings and breast cancer screenings. So the idea, the notion of totalitarianism here is that these anti-choice movements ignore all of that. They ignore all of the complexity of this story, and they instead seek to just assert their one viewpoint.
And anybody outside that viewpoint, this is the really troubling part of it. I don't mind people being impolite or having bad arguments. I assume people with bad arguments will just lose them. That's the beauty of democracy, right? But the problem is that when you do have the sort of, as you described, the sort of totalitarian impulse in these sort of movements, anybody who doesn't ascribe to the chosen point of view of the people who are propounding it are worthy of violence. And so you end up with this movement adopting terms like baby killer. Dr. Tiller's alleged killer, Scott Roeder, reportedly said baby killer over and over again at a Kansas City clinic the day before Dr. Tiller was killed while he was gluing their doors shut. You've written that you think that term has a really specific intended effect.
Absolutely. This is about terror. You've used the language of domestic terrorism to talk about this murder. I think that's exactly the right language. These are stateless actors asserting their kind of vigilante justice outside of the rules of law. But particularly when we use language like baby killer, the goal is to shame women and families who have to make these difficult choices. The goal is to make them feel as though they are the only people who have had to deal with this, to make them feel as though they are shameful human beings, so that instead of feeling ashamed of being part of a terrorizing fringe group of hatefulness, it's the women themselves and the families facing these tough choices who are made to feel alone and ashamed. It is clearly about the production of terror. So although the vast majority of anti-choice groups do not themselves condone violence, they create a situation, they nurture a culture in which violence can emerge and is imagined as a very real sort of reasonable way to settle this dispute.
The federal government, after a few days when we really didn't know where they were at on this, there was they dispatched federal marshals to clinics, as they have been repeatedly dispatched over the years in order to protect doctors. They did that right away, and then we didn't hear much from them for a few days. But today, it appears they really stepped up to the plate. Federal investigation, they're reviving the Clinton-era task force on this kind of violence. I wonder, as the Justice Department really does step up, about the politics of this. I wonder if the left, with its civil libertarian impulses, gets uncomfortable with saying, hey, the solution here is that we may need to make sure people are arrested for trespassing and criminal damage. We may need some prosecutions here.
Sure. I mean, I think we should tread carefully because, you know, part of using this language of terrorism, I think, is useful because we don't want to behave as a country the way we did after 9/11, where we were willing to give up our civil liberties in order to protect ourselves from terrorism, right? Part of the problem of living in, as you point out, a democracy where we get to engage in these debates and where we have certain rights and liberties is that there's dangers that are associated with that. So we've got to be exceptionally careful. You know, we don't want COINTELPRO. We don't want to go over people's civil rights. But on the other hand, we want to start making it feel like being an anti-choice group is like being in the KKK. In other words, you can be in it. You certainly have every right. But on the other hand, we want it to be socially unacceptable to be part of a group that is actively working to take away the fundamental rights, the legal rights, the capacity of doctors and patients, women and families to make these choices. So I think what we want to do is be putting kind of pressure, social pressure, against these groups. But we do want to tread very carefully on the question of civil liberties.
Yeah, to me, I don't care how odious the opinion is or the position is. To me, when it comes down to justifying and advocating violence, that's when you start to get into Klan territory. But there's a lot of debate left to have here, and as yet about this case, a lot of information still to come. Melissa Harris-Lacewell, Associate Professor of Politics and African American Studies at Princeton. It is always great to have you on the show. Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks, Rachel.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed, so DryFit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So of course I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from DryFit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Traffic.
Get the good stuff!
Drivers want to get as many miles out of their cars as possible, so engine care is more important than ever. And your local Napa Auto Parts store is here to help with Valvoline Motor Oil for just $2.79 per quart. So stop by Napa today. And for added protection, Valvoline has just introduced its first ever engine guarantee. Registration required by 75,000 miles. Get detailed benefits, limitations, and registration at Valvoline.com.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
But really, that's the only accident out there. Westbound I-70 at Vasquez. Your forecast today, clouds will increase this afternoon. Scattered rain and thunderstorms. Look for high around 68. Right now, 50 in Denver. John Turk, AM760.
Remember, at your King Supers Pharmacy, you'll find hundreds of generic prescriptions priced at just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. Get more value for the way you live every day at King Supers.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. Save $20 and get an 18-volt cordless drill, circular saw, two rechargeable batteries, a one-hour charger, and a bag to keep it all in. Holes will be drilled and boards will be cut with a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only through June 22nd while supplies last. See store for details.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from IntelligentOffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Do you have missing teeth? Get a permanent solution. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles have new scanning technology to accurately place implants in the densest part of the bone without the need for exploratory incisions. Eliminate loose partials or painful dentures. Replace missing teeth without bridges. Get incredible implants at Incredible Smiles. Call now for a complimentary consultation. 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Welcome back. This is the Rachel Maddow Show. You're on Air America Radio.
The trial of American journalists Yuna Lee and Laura Ling for espionage and so-called hostile acts began in North Korea. At least we think it did. Since announcing the June 4th trial date for the two women who have been in prison since March 17th, the Stalinist regime of Kim Jong-il has offered no further updates, no further news. The official state news agency did issue a release about the 72nd anniversary of the victorious Battle of Pochanbo. They did congratulate the Kuwaiti prime minister and foreign minister on something. They did even announce the invention of a blood-purifying capsule with a potassium content that is 30 times that of pumpkin. Really? But what about the two Americans that they have on trial? What about them? This is what the official news agency has reported in total. Quote, the central court of the DPRK will start a trial of American journalists Laura Ling and Sung-un Lee from 3 p.m. Thursday on the basis of the indictment already brought against them. That's it. Full stop. That's everything we know about the trial of these two women in the most isolated, erratic country in the world. We spoke with a representative of the Ling family today who said the family is, of course, eagerly awaiting more news from North Korea, as are we all. And finally, the British government is in turmoil. Prime Minister Gordon Brown's Labour Party is still in power, but the party suffered its worst local election defeats in 30 years. On top of that, a huge expenses scandal has already forced the resignations of four cabinet ministers. They include Community Secretary Hazel Bleers. Hazel Bleers walked out on the eve of yesterday's election. The Prime Minister announced a reshuffling of his cabinet. Prime Minister Brown had wanted to replace the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Alistair Darling, with a man named Ed Balls. But Mr. Balls will not replace Mr. Darling. Darling will stay put, and Balls will remain a member of Parliament. The Prime Minister's term in office has been rocky, to say the least. The last thing he needed was a scandal having to do with Bleers, Darling, and Balls. And is this a bad time to bring up the new Home Secretary, Mr. Johnson? A quick programming note, covering British politics is complicated by the fact that everyone's name sounds either dirty or like a food or like an odd geographic location. To see for yourself, we have posted the list of the names of all members of the British Parliament on our website today. We spent a lot of time with this today at the Rachel Maddow Show staff meetings. Staff favorites so far include Lord Ashdown of Norton-sub-Hampden, Lord Baker of Dorking, Baroness Bottomley of Nettlestone, Baroness Cox, no offense, Anna Marie, Baroness Hogg, Lord Snape, Mr. Crab, Dr. Ladyman, and Mr. Love. Take that, Dick Army.
You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. We'll be right back with Maria Teresa Kumar from Voto Latino to talk about the latest wave of attacks on Judge Sonia Sotomayor.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
Is the IRS after you? Don't have the money to pay them? Feel like there's nowhere to turn? If you owe the IRS back taxes of $10,000 or more, you need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We negotiate with the IRS so you don't have to. We've settled millions of dollars in back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors, and if you're one of the first 50 callers, we'll give you a free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands.
Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-8920. That's 800-390-8920. Call 800-390-8920. That's 800-390-8920.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-870-1603, 800-870-1603, 800-870-1603.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Crews just cleared that crash. Westbound I-70 at Vasquez, so things moving a little bit better now in the elevated portion of I-70 there heading into downtown. Also going to be a little busy, though, eastbound side there around the Mousetrap. I-25 taking you past Brighton Boulevard. Stop-and-go conditions, southbound I-25, I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Things are still heavy up in North Glen as well. Eastbound C-470 full, Wadsworth to Santa Fe, as is southbound 225, Parker Road to 25. We are having some fog out there, seeing it on I-25 up in the north end near Longmont at Highway 119. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Try Quiznos' new Toasty Torpedo. Over a foot of Quiznos flavor on slim, sleek ciabatta for only $4 every day. A great way to eat a sandwich on the go. Only at Quiznos. Only $4 every day. Quiznos. Toasty.
At Southwest Airlines, bags fly free. Unlike other airlines that charge to check bags, our low fares actually stay low. And now Southwest low fare specials start at $49 one way to select cities with a 14-day advance purchase by June 18th. Travel by October 28th. Book now at southwest.com. Grab your bag. It's on.
Federal tax of $3.60 per takeoff and landing. Airport taxes of up to $9 and federal September 11 security fee of up to $5 not included. Seats limited. Blackout days and restrictions apply. Bag weight and size limits apply.
This year, more than 186,000 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. This Father's Day week, team up with Major League Baseball and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 1-800-798-CURE and pledge any amount to the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, that's 1-800-798-CURE.
This Father's Day, say goodbye to lame gifts and pick up a TomTom. It's the easy-to-use GPS that makes the perfect gift for Dad. And right now, you can save up to $50 on select models. TomTom, go confidently.
Triple scores and reports free as a trial member of Privacy Matters 123.
In this latest segment on Speaking Money, did you know people are spying on your credit score and you could be losing money without even knowing it? We're here with Robert Shirley from Better Money Management to explain. Robert, is that true?
Well, it's a fact. Credit card companies, lenders, insurance companies, they're all constantly checking your credit score and use it to decide what to charge you.
Is that bad?
Well, if there's a mistake, you could be paying through the nose unnecessarily.
So what can you do?
Well, the smartest thing to do is check your credit score.
Like on one of those internet services?
Exactly. But I recommend a service called FreeScore123.com.
Okay, why them?
Well, everybody has three different credit reports, and those scores can be different. But at FreeScore123.com, you can get all three scores for free and see what they say about you.
Free? Wow.
Check them out. Could save you a lot of money.
Okay, then. Get your three scores for free at FreeScore123.com. That's freescore123.com.
Summer is such a beautiful time in Colorado. Make the most of your outdoor space at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. June is set sale month at Freehoff's, so everything is on sale. And there's so many choices, too, from O.W. Lee and Homecrest to Brown and Tommy Bahama. 2 acres and 5,000 pieces of furniture in stock. And when you go, check out their new outdoor living space with all kinds of ideas for your patio or deck. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, either way, it means great deals at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Ryan, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customer was really busy with work. Unfortunately, a rock cracked his windshield, and he knew it wasn't safe to drive, so he called Elite Safelite. I came right to his office and replaced it the very next day. He was thrilled. He could keep working, and it was replaced before he knew it. And thanks to his insurance coverage, he only had to pay his deductible.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Welcome back. This is The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio.
Last week, Republican Party Chairman Michael Steele confronted an opposition effort to President Obama's first Supreme Court nominee that was going badly off the rails, as conservatives and Republicans denounced her as an affirmative action pick and called her a racist. Mr. Steele tried to call a halt to the right-wing political self-immolation, saying on Bill Bennett's radio show that Republicans should acknowledge the historic aspect of Sotomayor's nomination and make only substantive, cogent, classy arguments against her.
I know that a lot of folks want to do the knee-jerk, you know, let's start slamming and ramming, but I think we really need to take a step back from this.
That was Michael Steele last week. Want to hear Michael Steele today?
She has made mention of this this fact that her ethnicity, her cultural background, puts her in a different position as a judge to judge your case.
Yep.
And God help you if you're a white male coming before her bench.
God help you, white guys. I'm not sure whether that's slamming or ramming, but Mr. Steele apparently could not stop himself. And not being able to stop themselves from doing things that even they have admitted are a bad idea is turning out to be sort of a theme in understanding the opposition efforts against Judge Sotomayor. Take, for example, former...
Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Of definitely, but more saying, you know, she's American and she holds the letter of the law to its standard, and more importantly, she's the best qualified.
On this issue that the Republicans in the Senate seemingly are going to try to make a big deal of at her confirmation hearings later this summer, what's your view of the import and the meaning of her comments about the wise Latina judge? Conservatives we know are going to try to make hay from that. How do you interpret them?
I think what she's basically saying, she's stating the obvious. Whenever one of us goes into a room, we immediately make judgments. If the person is black, if the person is a female, if the person is Hispanic, if the person is white, we already make those judgments. And she was basically being honest and saying, I'm a Latina woman. I'm not going to run away from it. And this is how it actually does. I do have a different viewpoint than someone perhaps that is not.
And she's saying, when she says that she would have a better, she would do a better job of judging from that perspective, is she just making an implicit criticism of previous court rulings that she doesn't think were of high quality? Or is she saying that there's something intrinsic about being from a minority group and an underrepresented gender in the judiciary that makes you actually better at doing the job?
Well, Rachel, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think the question that we should be asking in this day and age is, why is it of the 9 Supreme Court justices, why is it that there are 8 males and 7 of them that are white? Is it because they're more qualified? I don't think so. I think it's more they're not truly representative of the American people. And Sotomayor just because of her, not only because she's Latina, but her also her background and the fact that she did grow up poor and made her the quintessential American dream demonstrates that she is part of America, and that's why the American people are so strongly behind her.
And maybe a Supreme Court that looks a little bit more like America will make decisions that are better and smarter for the rest of America. I don't know. There I go, being all
right,
radical.
Right, possibly.
Yeah. Sorry. Maria
Crazy
Teresa.
Idea.
I know. That's why I'm not running. Maria Teresa Kumar is Executive Director of Voto Latino. It is very nice to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
President Obama's Secretary of Energy, Stephen Chu, is not your average cabinet secretary. He is a Nobel Prize-winning physicist. He taught himself how to pole vault. And he sometimes freaks his security detail out in Washington by insisting on riding his bike to work. Secretary Chu delivered the commencement address at Harvard University. After some self-deprecating humor that he couldn't live up to the high standards of the university's previous two commencement speakers, J.K. Rowling and Bill Gates, Dr. Chu then made this admission.
Today, sadly, you have me. I'm not a billionaire, but at least I am a nerd.
At least I am a nerd. You know, right now if you go to atleastiamanerd.com, you will be very disappointed because the Rachel Maddow Show got there first. Atleastiamanerd.com. We also still have empathizerightonyourbehind.com as well. We're very rich in redirectional URLs.
You're listening to the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio, Air America's own Anna Marie Cox joins us next.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Let your voice be heard.
North Korea is now repudiating the 1953 armistice.
They're running around jockeying for global dominance and power. This is the big game.
Every time North Korea shoots off a missile, we are not going to proactively engage them because that would look to them like every time you fire a missile, the United States will show up at the negotiating table.
Make your opinions count. Call us at 866-303-2270. We're listening.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in back taxes, this message is for you. Do not try to deal with the IRS alone. Call us first. We are Effecture.
We know how the IRS works from the inside out.
So if you owe back taxes and the interest rates and late fees are piling up, don't wait. Call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-989-1742.
800-989-1742.
800-989-1742.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Action free around the metro as we're really in the middle.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the Unique Technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the Unique Technique Method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about a dollar an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from IntelligentOffice.com. 303-447-9000.
760 Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-508-9240. That's 1-800-508-9240. 1-800-508-9240.
Funny days of American politics and our place in the world during the early Bush years. I speak, of course, of the era of the Freedom Fry.
I'm delighted that Chairman Ney read the letter and thought that it might be worthy of consideration to rename the French fries on the House side in our restaurants the Freedom Fries. It says, update, now serving in all House office buildings, Freedom Fries.
That was 2003 when French fries were bad and freedom fries were American. Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina led that rebranding effort as a way to punish France for not going along with the preventive war in Iraq. Even Congressman Jones later admitted that that idea was a bad one and said he wished it had never happened. The freedom fries kerfuffle is illustrative because it's one of those embarrassing moments that with a few years' distance, no one wants to admit that it ever happened. No one wants to admit, even if it happened, that they ever played a role in it, that they ever supported it. It's kind of like it's kind of like the Macarena. Not a figment of your imagination. It actually happened. But if you ask around now, even if people will admit that it was a craze, no one will admit to actually having done it themselves. Never. Not once. I know I didn't do it, ever. Sure, other people did it, but nobody I know. As with Freedom Fries, it was a craze, of course, but nobody remembers participating in it. But it turns out that President Obama's speech in Cairo, aside from all its global policy implications, at the same time had the magical power to expose American political figures who are still metaphorically living in the era of the Freedom Fry. Topping the list, Republican Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, who told one newspaper that the president's speech was, quote, un-American, and said of the president, quote, I just don't know whose side he's on. Jim Inhofe, arbiter of what's American and what's un-American. First exhibit of un-American, the President of the United States. It's very convincing. And, of course, Liz Cheney, the daughter of the former vice president, was available on TV to comment, though not on this show. Here's her sharing her views.
To go to Cairo and to accuse the United States of falling short of its values just strikes me as, you know, a real blow and very disappointing.
If torture works is one of your primary American values, I can see why a speech against torture might be disappointing. All of this makes me desperately want to take Jim Inhofe and the Cheney family out for Freedom Fries to see if they would even flinch at the reference. Joining us now is Anna Marie Cox, national correspondent for Air America and a contributor to Playboy magazine. Hi, Anna Marie. Nice to see you.
Hey, Rachel.
Does this all reflect a strategy of opposition to the president, or is this what happens when there isn't a strategy? You just sort of retreat and yell un-American, un-American as you go.
to say this sounds like a non-strategy to me, and I'm just going to correct myself from last time and say they're all grabbing for the conch, not the conch. It is the Lord of the Flies period. We have to just be careful about being around them when they have their sharp, pointy sticks in their hand. But they're really, Inhofe is not exactly a leader or a thinker on the Republican side. So I don't think he's responding to any talking points. I think this is a little bit of freelancing on his side. And he really is the only elected Republican that I can think of that's making this kind of crazy accusation.
Well, elaborate that on a little bit, because I think that Inhofe's standing in the Republican Party is important to understanding what's going on in the Republican Party when we see him do something so extreme like this. Because if he is just an outlier who says stuff and has no connection to anything, that's one thing. But maybe he's a harbinger of things that elected Republicans are going to say soon, but nobody's ready to do it yet except Senator Inhofe. Maybe he's the trial balloon.
I think you could see him as a trial balloon. I love that image, by the way. But I don't think it's a strategy. I mean, I think that he does have connections. He's not a total crazy person. But this is a lack of leadership that we're seeing. This is not a strategy. It's not like someone told him, hey, Inhofe, why don't you go and say this nutty thing and we'll see what happens. He might actually believe this, as bizarre as that may sound. You know what really strikes me about this, though, Rachel, is that I can't imagine the Democrats acting this way when George Bush was at 60% and hugely popular and gallivanting around the world saying nutty things. Or, sorry, not that Obama was saying nutty things. But Democrats tend to just knuckle under in the reverse situation. And Inhofe went out and said this insane thing. And then he has these other people like Liz Cheney, your Newt Gingriches and your Rush Limbaughs of the world also echoing it. I cannot think of a similar situation on the Democrat side.
Well, there is this dynamic, though, on the right, both encompassing Republicans and just conservatives, in which the majority of the really extreme anti-Obama language is coming from people who are not elected. I mean, Jim Inhofe, as we're sort of describing here, is the exception to this. But I wonder if that is a bad thing for the party, because it puts all the elected Republicans in the position of having to answer for Rush Limbaugh, Newt Gingrich, Liz Cheney, and the rest of them, and they can pop off sort of without any accountability.
Well, you don't see a lot of elected officials like rushing to the aid of Newt Gingrich or Rush Limbaugh right now. I think, like I said, I think that what you're seeing here is disorganization. If this was an orchestrated activity, I think actually it would make more sense. I think what you're seeing is individual Republican senators looking to protect their seats in the midterms, and you're seeing the vacuum being filled by the loudest voices in the room, which happen to include Rush Limbaugh and Newt Gingrich. The man, Newt Gingrich, he is saying some of the most unpopular things a person can say. His opinions on Sotomayor, I think, polled at like 9% approval rating. If that's his bid for a comeback, go for it, Newt. Like, way to go. I will follow you on Twitter as long as you do that.
And I'll keep talking about him on the television. I mean,
let's do that.
I have to, just as a programming thing, I mean, there's this issue of all the FaceTime that Liz Cheney is getting, all the discussion time that Rush Limbaugh gets, that Newt Gingrich gets, that Mitt Romney gets, that Mike Huckabee gets. I mean, these people don't have jobs.
Don't put them on the TV, Rachel. I don't want to tell you how to do your job.
If the Rachel Maddow Show staff, many of whom you know, we sit around all day and talk about whether or not we should put folks on the air. But in terms of the political debate that's happening in the country, it's just not being engaged in by elected Republicans. The only people who are talking from the right are these folks who I'd prefer not to put on TV because they don't have jobs and I shouldn't feel obligated.
I think that you would find discussions with elected officials to be different than the ones that you hear from Liz Cheney and Newt Gingrich and Rush Limbaugh. They probably would not be as extreme. I've talked to a few people, not necessarily elected officials, but their staffers. People are concerned about this. I think there is a certain amount of indecision about what to say in public, and the default option is not to say anything. And that is creating this vacuum where these people are stepping in. I think that someone needs to come up and start talking on behalf of the center of the party, the center of the Republican Party, I should say, and start representing what I think people who still call themselves Republican, there aren't a lot of them, but there are some, actually believe. And I think there is a strong intellectual argument, or at least an intellectual argument, on the opposition of some of the things Obama's doing. I believe in conservatism as sort of a philosophy and principle. It's not being articulated by the people that we're seeing on TV a lot right now.
Anna Marie Cox, national correspondent for Air America, contributor to Playboy. A special thank you, actually, from the Rachel Maddow Show staff for sending us the video of you doing the Macarena to disprove our point today. I really appreciate it. Yes, thank you. All right. even see the pole vaulter guy without thinking about Stephen Chu. Time to look back on the last 7 days of public lamitude with Kent Jones in the Week in Review. Kent, let's have it.
It is a garden blooming with week, shall we?
First up, putative lip adornment of the week. Following Obama's address in Egypt, the blogosphere started buzzing that the President of the United States was growing a mustache. Two possibilities here. One, that the light hit Obama's face in such a way that it cast a shadow on his upper lip. Or two, the President felt his landmark address to the Islamic world would be enhanced by a wispy John Waters baby stash. Imagination? Strong. Logic? Weak. Next, faux fruit of the week. In California, the makers of Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries were sued for fraud by a woman who was outraged to discover that Crunch Berries aren't an actual fruit. Ruled the judge, quote, "So far as this court has been made aware, there is no such fruit growing in the wild or occurring naturally in any part of the world. Read the box, people. May contain weak."
Cheers, Kent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at Angie's List.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible. And now you can too. Better yet, you can start learning a language for free. Call now to get your free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. 1-800-700-8550. Your free demo comes equipped with the tools you need to start learning a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. And to prove it, we want you to try our amazing language demo absolutely free. Just call Rosetta Stone and see how fast and easy it is to learn a language. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-8550. Now you can learn languages the same way that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and thousands of schools have for years. And best of all, you can start for free. Experience the fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Call now to get your free demo from Rosetta Stone and start learning any of 30 languages for free. Call 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. The White House says American diplomats are doing everything they can to get cable TV reporters Yuna Lee and Laura Ling released from sentences of 12 years at hard labor in North Korea. President Obama says he's deeply concerned by the conviction of Lee and Ling for entering North Korea illegally. Daniel Pinkston with the International Crisis Group expects North Korea to use the pair as bargaining chips to avoid tough new financial sanctions.
The United States is talking about taking harsh actions or sanctioning firms, individuals, or entities because of the nuclear test. And if that goes forward, I don't see the prospects for their release be very good at all.
7,000 Marines have started deploying across southern Afghanistan. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland tells us it's part of a summertime buildup ordered by President Obama.
Well, certainly this is an effort to do a couple of things, I think. First of all, it's to provide greater population security, as we did in Iraq. Second is to better secure the border to stop the passage by the Taliban Al-Qaeda from Pakistan into Afghanistan.
17 bodies have been recovered from the Atlantic, but there's still no trace of the black box flight recorders from the Air France flight that went down last Sunday. CBS's Nancy Cordes has the latest.
The U.S. Navy is deploying two high-tech devices that can detect emergency beacons to a depth of about 20,000 feet. They're being flown to Brazil today, and time is of the essence because those emergency beacons will only send out signals for about another 25 days.
The pilot whose plane crashed in Buffalo last December, killing 50 people, had failed five tests of his flying skills. The USA Today analysis shows that in almost every serious accident involving a regional airline in the past decade, at least one pilot had failed multiple tests. Aviation expert David Field says that's disturbing.
If you're a pilot on a regional, you have a much lower level of experience going in than you do working on a large airplane on a major airline.
$9 billion. That's how much money the world's airlines are expected to lose this year. Steve Lott with the International Air Transport Association blames the recession.
We're seeing a dramatic drop in revenue for airlines. The only bright spot to date has been the low fuel prices, but we are also concerned that fuel prices are creeping up.
The Boston Globe's biggest union votes today on a more than 8% pay cut. The Globe's corporate parent, the New York Times, is threatening to close the paper if unions don't agree to concessions worth $20 million. Rapper DMX has a court date today in Phoenix. He faces sentencing for throwing a food tray at a jail officer while he was doing time for theft, drug possession, and animal cruelty. In Brooklyn, New York, an 11-year-old little leaguer is posing for pictures with teammates when he grabbed his head and started crying. It wasn't until the boy got to the hospital that his family learned he'd been hit by a stray bullet. The boy is in stable condition. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 109 points. This is CBS News.
You can do a lot in an hour. You can jog 5 miles, mow a lawn. It's enough time to change your oil or donate the blood someone will need to survive. An hour can be a powerful thing. So just imagine what CSX employees get done when they volunteer 350,000 hours a year to hundreds of causes. We don't just wait for change. We help drive it. To learn more, go to CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. Save $20 and get an 18-volt cordless drill, circular saw, two rechargeable batteries, a one-hour charger, and a bag to keep it all in. Holes will be drilled and boards will be cut with a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only through June 22nd while supplies last. See store for details.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update.
We're building a new car company. At Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, we're restructuring to be a leaner and stronger company focused on the future. With ever-improving quality and ever-increasing fuel efficiency. It's more than a challenge, it's our responsibility. And we're making it happen right now. Plus, we're poised to serve our customers and dealers better with a broad lineup of cars and trucks you'll want to drive. At Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, we're building a new car company. Come see what we're building for you. Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep are registered trademarks of Chrysler LLC.
Is snow this morning up on Trail Ridge Road. A Loveland man, James Whistler, convicted of beating to death a process server and then attacking his own two children, faces sentencing today. Sports, Rockies over the Cardinals, 7-2. They go for their fifth straight win today in St. Louis. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Not a bad ride as you're making your way around Denver. Just some slowdowns in those usual spots like southbound I-25 downtown. Really dragging on that approach to I-70, taking you towards Spear. Some of those eastbound routes, you're also getting hit in the face by that sunshine. So eastbounders on C-470, Wandsworth up to Santa Fe, you're going to be dragging a bit. That stretch is going to take you about 10 or 15 minutes to drive through. Eastbound 6th Avenue also loading up. Same deal on the turnpike as you're traveling towards Denver from Boulder. Starts on that approach to Broadway, taking you up to I-25. Some of the westbounders you're also feeling. Westbound 76, crowded 88th, all the way up to I-25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Your smile says so much about you, whether on a date, at school, or an important job interview. Make sure yours is perfect with an affordable dental plan from Perfect Teeth for as little as $6.25 per month. Visit or call a Perfect Teeth location near you today.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Republican strategist Rich Galen coming up in about a half an hour on Celebrity Hotline. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Lots of big news going on today, but I'm not really qualified to talk about it. If only somebody really important would call. Yes, Jim, who
is it? It's CNN senior political correspondent Candy Crowley.
She's my favorite. Good morning, Candy Crowley, who we worship as the news goddess that you are.
That's why I like to call in. This is great.
Because I'm the biggest suck-up in the business. But you know how it is. We've been playing all these cuts from Fox News and elsewhere from the right wing screaming about the president overseas. I wanted to get an opinion that's more, sane, a little saner.
A little
more balanced.
Not much, but a little.
Yes.
You know, listen, here's what this trip will come down to. Did it do any good in the long run? The president said when he went and gave his outreach to Muslims in Cairo, it's going to take more than a speech. And if somehow...
Yes, the right wing seems startled, Candy, that peace in the Middle East has not broken out by the end of the speech.
Well, since peace hasn't broken out for decades, I think we might think that it would take a little longer.
Right.
But nobody knows if this is going to work. I mean, it has defied precedents literally for decades, as you know. Mm-hmm. One of the people that I talked to in advance of this trip, and I said, what's in this for the U.S.? You know, just, you know, selfishly speaking, what could we expect if there were better relations with the Muslim world, the Arab nations? They said, look, first of all, stability of oil supply. And second, it stops being such a breeding ground for people who hate the United States, particularly the new generation. The population in the Muslim world is so young. In Egypt, mm-hmm. it's 24.
Right. And so, Iran as well.
Right. Exactly. So that's the generation he was trying to reach where, first of all, that is the hotbed of recruitment for al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups. So will it work? I mean, I honestly think this is another one of those things that'll take decades. Mm-hmm. And will we look back and say, here was the beginning of better relations, which really helped the U.S. and helped Middle East peace? Stay tuned. Will we be around in 10 years?
I don't know. I give you a better shot than me. But, Candy, you know, what's your take on the Osama bin Laden Zawahiri tapes coming out? I mean, that seemed to be my take on it. Is this is the last thing they want, is a president that is building bridges to the Muslim world, you know?
Well, or you could look at it this way. Perhaps they're concerned.
Right.
I don't want to try to get in the minds of either one of them, but I do think, obviously, that there is a battle for the hearts and minds of the Arab world, of the Muslim world. And what, of course, the Obama administration is hoping is that the continuing violence, not just against Israelis, but there are... Arabs, Muslims, being blown up by some of these terrorist acts.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're hoping is they win this battle of the hearts and minds, but
right.
It's going to take a while.
Right. Well, I don't know what your take is. Like you say, you know, we've United States presidents have been dealing with the Israeli and Palestinian situation forever, but it seemed to me the fact that both sides didn't seem to like the speech means that we're finally being seen as more of an honest broker, aren't we?
That's sort of how I judge my pieces, if everybody hates it.
Yeah, right.
Listen, yes, I mean, there was something in it for everyone, and there was something that made everyone upset. But having said that, he had no real choice going here. If you're going to be the honest broker, then you cannot be seen as wholly on the side of Israel as it was perceived during the Bush administration. administration. Now, having said that, it was George Bush that articulated the two-state strategy, but it just, you know, going into Iraq, going in Afghanistan, that just, you know, blew the kind of credibility that you might need to be seen as an honest broker. The fact of the matter is, though, it's such a balancing act because Israel is the strongest U.S. ally in the Middle East. It is the U.S. is tied to defending Israel. It believes in Israel's survival. So there, it's hard to strike this balance, and yet presidents have tried to do it, and we'll see if this president can.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, we were talking earlier, Republican Chuck Grassley, he did some angry tweeting. And I don't know, friends don't let friends tweet angry, but someone...
I'm not sure friends let friends tweet, but that's...
yeah, listen, I'm with you on that. But, you know, the right way made a big deal out of the president took his wife on a date while the economy's bad. And now Chuck Grassley said, how dare he tour Paris and ask us to get health care done?
Well, I mean...
at the same time.
Yeah, here's the problem for the Republicans. If you have a president who has a higher than 60% approval rating, you're on the losing side of almost every argument, including whether he should spend time with his kids in Paris or whether he should go to New York for the theater. I think that if there is one thing you cannot dispute, it is that Barack Obama has had a very busy first 6 months, 5 months of his presidency. And I think most people think, you know what, if you want to relax, relax. Now, if he had, honestly, if he were George Bush in the final years of George Bush's administration, people would be all over him for doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as long as the public's okay with President mm-hmm. Obama, the Republicans are just on the losing side of these
mm-hmm.
things.
What do you think about the health care debate? You've seen, you know, obviously this debate over so many years as a reporter. Do you think we have a chance this time of actually getting something done on health care? Or is this going to just be a nasty partisan fight again?
Well, you know, the numbers would suggest, and that is the balance on Capitol Hill would suggest to me that it's ripe for some sort of agreement. However, there are conservative Democrats up there, and we've seen now a Democrat-on-Democrat fight over how to pay mm-hmm. for health care. So it isn't so much party-to-party as it is intra-party. I mean, if the Democrats wanted this, they could pass it, you know,
mm-hmm.
period. So, but if President Obama is going to get anything, and I'm not sure he'll get the whole thing, but if he's to get anything, he has to do this now.
Mm-hmm.
You again, I hate to like harp on the approval ratings, but if you've got a 60% approval rating,
right,
that's the time to act.
Well, I think you're right. It's hard. You know, we all agree healthcare is broken. Then it comes to, I think today I was reading about the, you know, taxing your healthcare benefits. I'm like, huh? Wait a minute. That's me. That's going to be.
Yeah. And gee,
huh?
Isn't
that's
that
my
the
money.
Problem? The problem
yeah.
is somebody. He has to pay for this.
Right, right,
yeah.
right.
And, you know, and how? You know, the fact of the matter is this defies really easy solutions. And one of the reasons it does, beyond who's going to pay for it and no one really wanting their taxes to go up, is that by and large, most people, the vast majority of Americans who do have health care, and there are way too many who don't, but the vast majority do have health care and they like it. So
right.
they don't really want it messed with.
Right. And as I've said, you can still choose the doctor that will kill you.
Right.
It's not like you wanted the choice
I'd
of
like
that.
I'd like to speak in defense of my doctor, please.
Yes.
Kenny, what's your take on the economy? I mean, you know, the jobs report was better than expected, right? I mean, we're losing less jobs than we were, which I guess is a lower bar. But, you know, economists seem to say this is really a good sign.
Well, it's hard to believe that a jobless rate over 600,000 people is a good sign, but
mm-hmm.
I'll go with the economists, I guess, because it's lower than it has been. The problem, I think, for this administration, because it does fairly soon want to say, hey, the economy's turning around.
Mm-hmm.
We've got this to show it and this to show it. But you have to be careful, because as far as I understand it, the job loss is a lagging indicator.
Right.
So you are still going to have enormous amounts of layoffs, even if it starts to go down. It's a big junk. And you cannot be running around happy talk when people are still out of work going, I'm sorry, the economy's better?
Right.
It doesn't feel better to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why you keep seeing, I think Joe Biden went to signs of hope as opposed to President Obama's glimmers of hope. But they're being very cautious about this because, frankly, I think the economy is so fragile that a jolt, an unexpected jolt, sends everything back to square
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, before you go, let me get your take on North Korea. I mean, obviously things are really, I'm not sure, these two journalists that they've just jailed, does this make you think twice before taking an assignment
before
anywhere?
Taking a vacation to North
you're like,
Korea?
Yes.
Listen, it's scary stuff, and North Korea is, I mean, these two women over there, it just makes my stomach hurt thinking about it, because you can't, this, you know, I'm sure he's not listening, this is a crazy guy,
mm-hmm.
and he's also...
Oh, Kim Jong-il? Oh, no, he listens.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's a big fan.
So I think, but what you're seeing here, I believe, is a hardening of U.S. policy toward North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, they're doing everything they can to get these two women out, and we certainly hope that this is what the Korean government is going to use as a bargaining
right.
chip,
it's,
that
it's
they really
a,
don't want to hold
right.
them for 11 years.
Right.
But beyond that, in the larger picture, the White House is thinking, well, you know, the Bush administration, the Clinton administration thought that if we just brought, the, you know, gave them incentives, we'll help you with imports that you need for the people, food and that sort of thing. Hasn't worked. They're still building or trying to build nuclear capability.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you will see them wanting to interdict supplies into North Korea, nuclear supplies, anything that could be seen as a weapon of any
mm-hmm.
sort,
mm-hmm.
Nuclear building material. So I think you will see a ratcheting up of the U.S. position toward North Korea,
mm-hmm.
And that's outside these two women, which I know behind the scenes and obviously the president has talked about it, Secretary of State Clinton has talked about it, and it's, again, it's a, that's a scary thing.
Mm-hmm. Is it wrong of me to wish that Fox News sent their reporters on assignment more often?
Stop
to North?
It.
All
Stop
right.
It is totally wrong of you.
All
I'll
right.
put that on the record.
I will erase the picture of John Gibson in
Stop it.
Prison
demons,
stripes from my mind.
Demons.
And finally, Kenny, before you go, is it embarrassing as a reporter to have to report stories about any celebrities being found, you know, dead with any sort of things around their genitals? That, that's a hard story, isn't it?
I didn't have to do that, and
yeah.
there's a mute button on my remote control.
Yes.
You're like, I do not want to hear anything more about this.
Talk about too much information. I never thought as a journalist I would talk about too much information.
Yes.
Yeah, that was too much for you. Kenny Crowley, we so love having you on. Please come anytime.
Absolutely.
In fact, please do the show with me every day, all morning.
Stop it.
Please.
She doesn't have the time.
Yes, she does. For me, she does.
I do for you.
Thank you, Kenny Crowley. All right, Kenny. Thank you. There she goes. CNN's Kenny Crowley.
I love her.
Goddess. I kept her way longer than I was supposed to.
Yeah, you did. She was probably supposed to be on with Wolf Blitzer right now, and you've delayed her.
Where is she? What am I? A stretch. I don't ad lib.
I hate
but,
that stuff.
Oh,
anymore.
No.
20 minutes.
Actually, Wolf isn't on for a few hours, like 6 hours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
I should have kept her on longer. 20 minutes after the hour. Yes, the jobs report is out. We will talk about that, the economy, and much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God. I am already having a fantastic time.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
I feel very strongly about something because it's disturbing. Statistically, more than half of you don't have a will or living trust. That means when you die, you trust the state to do what's best for you, your property, your children. That's a mistake, and LegalZoom and I are on a mission to help you. There are two documents I want you to take care of right away. Both are available at LegalZoom.com. Get a living trust and a living will. Your living trust covers your estate, provides for your children, and helps you avoid probate. Your living will spells out important health care decisions in advance. Time and money are no excuse. At LegalZoom.com, it takes less than 30 minutes. You just answer some easy online questions, and they deliver the document to your doorstep. And you'll save about 85%. You heard me. 85%. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but was started by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings, enter Stephanie in the referral box at checkout. Protect your family, launch your dreams at LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Let us help by settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-506-1675. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today. At 1-800-506-1675. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit cards and are working now but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-506-1675. 1-800-506-1675. Get your life back on track. You deserve it.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still been a...
Are you tired of the same old decor? The solution is Joy's Consigned Furnishings. At Joy's, you'll find a fantastic collection of gently used furniture and accessories. To get 10% off your purchase, click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the banquet.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a credit report is like an appetizer, just the first part of something good. But if you didn't order it from Identity Guard, you may discover that there's no more food showing up. You see, with Identity Guard, you get an entire banquet of 21st century tools and technologies. All this from the company that's already protected over 20 million people. And that's a lot of money not going into the hands of worldwide identity thieves. So, get Identity Guard today and settle in for a feast of identity theft protection.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
You owe $10,000 or more to the IRS. This is an opportunity that could save you thousands of dollars. Call now for this vital free information. Call 1-800-400-5188. That's 1-800-400-5188.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Dwayne in Tucson with some swastika fun facts, which I'm not really sure why we need those. Hi, Dwayne.
Hi, this is Dwayne in Tucson.
Yes.
Unfortunately, my family were Croatian Nazis, but the Nazi swastika, and this is a correlation with Kung Fu, it's the secret hand signal of the Qin Dynasty. You notice, like, in the Bruce Lee movies and then David Carradine and Kung Fu, they make that little hand signal before they fight?
Oh, yes.
That's the secret symbol of the Qin Dynasty. That means we must return to the Ming Dynasty, which is a dynasty of peace. During the Qin Dynasty,
and vases.
The corruption started with indigenous corruption and corruption from the outside world.
Dwayne, was this the story about Marilyn Manson shaving his girlfriend's...
Marilyn Manson and both, and you guys are talking about where the swastika came from.
Oh, there you
came
go.
Came from the Shaolin Temple.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Dwayne. Huh. Thank you. I'm sure that was... Marilyn Manson's mind when he asked his girlfriend if he could shave
the swastika appeared all over the world.
The swastika was made into an evil symbol by the Nazis. Mm-hmm. Before that, it was a peaceful symbol.
Okie dokie. I think we mentioned to Candy Crowley of CNN, the pace of U.S. job losses slowed sharply last month, the strongest sign to date that the recession is diminishing. I don't know about you, but I'll take any good sign at this point from the economy. Employers cut 345,000 jobs. That's the fewest since September, and far less than economists had forecast. So,
you know, it seems
it's
to be...
not exactly a green shoot yet.
But, no, but it seems like it's going to take a while to turn this ship around.
Heading in the right direction.
The unemployment rate raised to 9.4%, the highest since 1983, though. That's from 8.9% in April, partly because people who'd given up looking for work re-entered the labor market,
right.
A sign that the economic confidence is returning. It keeps hopes alive for a full recovery in the U.S. economy by the second half. It's a step in the right direction, according to one top economist. The light at the end of the tunnel just got a lot brighter. May's employment report brings clear evidence the labor market is beginning to stabilize, according to the chief U.S. economist at Blog and Flag.
Whatever.
I don't think that's the name of the firm.
Does it matter?
Well,
he's the chief economist at Flagenbergen.
Obama's announcing today that he is ramping up stimulus spending exponentially
yes.
in the next
yes.
few months.
Yes, he says he will deliver 600,000 jobs through his $787 billion stimulus plan this summer, with federal agencies pumping billions into public works projects, schools, and summer youth programs. So,
but as the Republicans always say, the private sector creates jobs, the public sector never does. That's the government, and government is bad because Ronald Reagan told us... Ronald Reagan was the government. Okay.
I honestly, just as an American, it must be hard to be the right wing right now and really honestly, like, politically rooting for this to fail. Because this is your family and your friends.
Yeah.
And whatever. This is all of us, you know? I mean, I don't think anybody knows anyone that isn't either A, out of work, or B, you know, can't find work. I do. I'm just in radio alone. Dear God.
Good God. Yes.
But, you know, that's the thing. It's just, it's amazing. Whatever the president tries to do, they just shoot it down. I mean, it's just, it's like, how can you possibly want this to get worse,
yeah.
our economy and our job situation? By the way, Mitch McChinless, he
yes.
had to step up and say, it's premature to give the stimulus plan credit for economic trends. Oh, yeah, you don't want to give the president credit for any, no, that would be crazy. He said, I think the economy is just as likely to begin to recover on its own.
Oh, I see. Yes, it'll just be on autopilot.
Hmm. Yeah, just the way it got there, just with no regulation
sure.
of any kind. Yes, uh-huh.
That'll yeah, just... it'll just bounce back of its own accord.
Yes. Nothing to do with that stimulus plan.
David Axelrod said the stimulus program is working, and he points to the fewer jobs lost as a hopeful sign. Improvements in unemployment numbers naturally come later. He said it's going to take some time for these unemployment numbers to turn around, for the momentum to completely stop and turn in the other direction. It feels as if we're moving, and the stimulus package now is not nearly done. It's really just at its beginning. So
it's just going to happen by itself. Just the way my upper lip's going to regenerate itself naturally. I don't need help from outside.
Joe Biden yesterday on the...
There's also some signs of hope today in the report, and a few signs that our actions to get this economy back on track are beginning to make some difference. Analysts, as you all know, and many of you have been reporting, had expected that we'd lose as more than 500,000 jobs in May. Instead, we lost $345,000. There's new economic activity and job creation in every single state in this country. And I'm pleased that today's report shows some signs that all this activity is having its desired impact.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Carol Herzog, Southwest Airlines customer service agent for 30 years. You know, maybe...
Road trips. As the weather warms up and the road beckons, trust your car's maintenance to the experts at Midas. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. When it comes to total car care, you know where to turn. Midas, we're on this road together.
Summer is such a beautiful time in Colorado. Make the most of your outdoor space at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. June is set sale month at Freehoff, so everything is on sale. And there's so many choices, too, from O.W. Lee and Homecrest to Brown Jordan and Tommy Bahama. 2 acres and 5,000 pieces of furniture in stock. And when you go, check out their new outdoor living space with all kinds of ideas for your patio or deck. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's. Either way, it means great deals at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
With drain solvers and up to 50% on drain cleaning if needed. Call 303-421-1000.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers. 303-423-1000.
Summer is such a beautiful time in Colorado. Make the most of your outdoor space at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. June is set sale month at Freehoff's, so everything is on sale. And there's so many choices, too, from O.W. Lee and Homecrest to Brown Jordan and Tommy Bahama. 2 acres and 5,000 pieces of furniture in stock. And when you go, check out their new outdoor living space with all kinds of ideas for your patio or deck. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's. Either way, it means great deals at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Your smile says so much about you, whether on a date, at school, or an important job interview. Make sure yours is perfect with an affordable dental plan from Perfect Teeth for as little as $6.25 per month. Visit or call a Perfect Teeth location near you today.
Since OnStar began, we've responded to over 100,000 automatic crash alerts.
OnStar emergency. Hello? Oh, I want to now contact the 911 center.
911.
This is OnStar emergency. One of the customers has been involved in a vehicle crash with airbag deployment on Sheep Lane. The direction of impact was on the right side, and the maximum reported delta V is 24 miles per hour.
Hi, ma'am.
Yes, the car's in a creek. The water is up to the door. I can't get the door open.
Is the car moving?
No. My lip hurts so bad.
We're going to get an ambulance out there to you.
Oh, my God.
In a crash, an OnStar advisor can automatically receive an alert and share your exact GPS location and critical crash details with first responders, so they're better prepared to help.
I hear a siren. They're coming. And I hope things work out for you.
OnStar is standard for the first year on 14 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Stephanie Miller.
You're fun hammered. I swear, that's the first time you've genuinely made me laugh.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. You know, the president, as you know, was overseas, and Sean Hannity, only bad things to say.
Now we've got a foreign policy problem that he seems to always want to apologize for America, calls America arrogant. Mm-hmm. You know, he goes out there, he's far more critical of Israel, and frankly, did not make the case of how America has helped all these Muslim countries throughout the years.
Yeah, that would have been more helpful, wouldn't it, Jim, to lecture the Muslims on how much we've done for them? That would have gone over much better.
Look at all we've done for you.
Mm-hmm. You know, if only there was a right-wing tool that wasn't quite as tooly as Sean Hannity that I could... What? Why, Jim, who is it?
It's GOP strategist and proprietor of Mullings.com, Rich Galen.
Oh, he's one of my personal favorite tools. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. How are you? I'm sorry for the noise. I'm standing outside of Borders in downtown Washington, and as you know, conservatives don't actually read, but they have a new coloring book section that I want to be for, so I wanted to be here when they open.
You have a delightful sense of humor. You know that? You are scampy. So, Rich, you know, I remember when George Bush was president, we weren't supposed to criticize a president while he was on foreign soil. But that's all.
Well, Harry Reid never actually bought into that. Uh-huh. I can remember at least one occasion when he was speaking to a high school class while Bush was overseas and said, "Your president is a loser and a liar." Mm. Now, they may not qualify as being negative while the president's overseas. But I think actually that somebody made that up once, and I don't think it really has any force. I don't think anybody's ever paid attention to it.
Well, at least he had truth on his side. Moving on, Rich. What, I mean, obviously, you know, his speech in Cairo, by all accounts, you know, very well received. What was your take on it?
Well, it's by whom?
By the way, has that truck finished backing into you now?
No, actually, I did actually walk into the border.
Okay.
I don't know that. I mean, the people that he was trying to convince, they thought it was a good idea. I mean, I wrote a column about it, and one of the things that struck me was in the transcript, as you know, they will put in parentheses and capital letters the audience and any audience response, laughter, applause, whatever. And to that speech, and this isn't any surprise, but it does tell you how far we've got to go. When the president spoke about a two-state solution in for the Palestinians and the Israelis, applause. Anytime he said anything about Islam, applause, including for the first time using his middle name, which I can remember. Mrs. Obama went crazy over just about a year ago when somebody did that in Cincinnati.
I'm sorry. You mean when the president said it himself when he was sworn into office, when he said, Barack Hussein Obama?
When he made a point of saying that his middle name was Obama, mm-hmm. in Hussein in this very speech. And you remember a year ago that nutcase from Cincinnati kept saying Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, it wasn't pleasant.
Yes, I think it's a little different when you say your own name than when you know a right-winger is saying it for racist reasons. You know that they.
Oh, really?
You know the reason they were saying it.
Oh, but so why was? Oh, okay,
reasons.
I'm going to let that one go.
Political reasons.
I think you may need therapy for that one. But let's keep going. But the fact is, I wrote a column. I said it was, you know, it was an excellent speech. He does that very well. But again, the point is that there was stony silence in the audience when he talked about the rights of the Israelis and what Israelis have suffered or Jews have suffered over the years.
So, did the transcript actually say tumbleweeds?
That's not a function of the speech. It's a function of the problems that are facing him.
Well, clearly the president is an abject failure in that he hasn't solved the Israeli-Palestinian situation by the end of his speech.
Not only that, but I mean, we got two car companies that are still in bankruptcy after a week and a half. So, I mean, when is this going to change?
See, you have a sense of humor. We like that about you. You know, that's the thing. I mean, you look at even the car companies. I mean, do you really, even, you know, deep down in your right-wing Thule heart, do you really think the president wants to run an auto company? Do you really think that he was hoping to inherit this economy and these car companies in this situation? Even Dick Cheney said that George Bush passed the buck on GM and on the car companies.
Oh, so now you're quoting Dick Cheney.
Yes. Yeah, I'm a big fan of his, as you know. Well, listen, when he says the right thing on gay marriage and on George Bush being a buck passer, I'm all with him.
No, I don't think Obama wants to run car companies. I don't think he wants any part of it. But here's the thing that does concern me, and this is a serious issue, I think, is that all of these so-called czars that are being appointed for these various functions, and I mean, it's not whether they're czars or not czars, but this is the technical issue involved, that a somebody who's in the official office of the president, it's called the EOP, Executive Office of the President, is not subject to subpoena, as Karl Rove successfully demonstrated, is not subject to subpoena by the Congress. They can't get at that person. It's only cabinet department heads and their subordinates that can be, because because of the Senate confirmation procedure, they're under the kind of the eye of the Congress. But the problem I have with the way that this is being put together is that there is so much power being accumulated in the EOP by the appointment of these various czars that the Congress is never going to be able to call and kind of cross-examine, that sooner or later something's going to happen. And it won't be the Republicans. It will be the congressional Democrats that begin raising Cain.
Mm. Well, you know, obviously, every issue that's coming down the pike, Rich, it's becoming a partisan fight. I mean, you know, we need to fix health care. Do you think that we actually have a chance of accomplishing that this time?
Yeah, I do. I do. I really do think. I'm not sure it'll get fixed, but it'll be changed. And I don't think it'll be anything what we now see as a potential solution because of the way it has to work its way through Congress. I don't. you know, for somebody who's self-employed as I am, I have always paid taxes on my health care premium. So the notion of everybody having to pay taxes on their other premium is, it's a wash for me. I have to do it. So, you know.
Oh, there isn't some sort of right-wing tool group plan that you all can buy into?
No, and we've been arguing for it and pushing for it, but unfortunately, Blue Cross Blue Shield has been pushing back, and they're bigger than me.
You know, Rich, you are actually a reasonable Republican, but you know, it must be hard these days that you know, you look at the jobs report. It's better than we thought. It's, you know, economists, pretty much top economists, are saying things. There are glimmers of hope. Things are turning around, but it just seems like a lot on the right are really just rooting for that not to be true.
I think the former is correct. The latter is correct. The former is not. I mean, what they're not saying things are improving. They're saying that things are not getting worse at an increasing rate. They're beginning to stabilize. But I mean, Republicans didn't make up 9.4% unemployment. That was a shock to everybody. So I'm not sure whether that is and that includes, the seasonal adjustments and all the other nonsense that they do to kind of hide the real numbers. So if that's the best that they could come up with, who knows what the real unemployment number is. And that is an issue. I mean, that when you get up to 10%, as you know, that's when everybody knows somebody who's lost their job, and that begins to really creep into the public consciousness.
Look, right, Rich, here's the thing. I feel like everything on the right, you know, not with the exception of you, but it's about political points. I mean, I will admit to you that they're, you know, in the public polling, they are winning the fight over Gitmo. Is that really good for America, though? I mean, do you really think that's good for us to keep Gitmo open?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I really do. As the only person on this phone call who actually has seen the inside of Abu Ghraib, I'm for it. So, yeah, I mean, you and I are going to disagree on our death.
And why is that?
Because those people were not arrested for and not taken into custody for jaywalking. They wanted to kill me. Why did the Bush administration
release about 600 of them?
Well, not everybody has to be incarcerated forever, but even your president can't figure out what to do with about,
that's because George Bush created this mess, legally and otherwise.
Where would you have put these people?
What, we don't have really bad people in prisons here. How are we going to get any other countries to take any of these guys?
Well, you know, either it's a global war on terror or it's not.
Oh, dear God. All right, Rich.
I told you we were going to disagree.
See, this is what happens. Like every relationship I've ever had, it just turns ugly in the end. But we still love you and your silly columns and your silly website at Mullings.com. And we appreciate you taking time for us. Thank you, Rich.
Okay, I got to go find the coloring book section.
Okay. Yes. Love you, Rich. Bye. There he goes. Rich Galen, Republican strategist.
The global war on guys who were turned over for $500.
Yeah. Yeah. Cab drivers who pissed someone off. Mm-hmm. 42 minutes.
And who are now really pissed off at this country and who became terrorists.
See what happens, right? The minute I compliment him for not being that tooly, what happens? He gets toolier. Okay.
That was probably the tooliest thing he's ever said.
43 minutes after the hour. Yes, if you're not a tool, you think the economy is probably looking up. More on that as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller, she has one of these liberal talk shows that nobody listens to.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
Men, did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life? It can affect your urine flow and stream. And let's be honest, it might even affect intimacy. Don't ignore the importance of your prostate. See your doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that works with your body to support prostate health and normal urine flow. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate targeted nutrition. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-925-0384. That's 1-800-925-0384. Don't put off this important phone call. With Beta Prostate, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-800-925-0384. That's 1-800-925-0384.
1-800-925-0384.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Let us help by settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-506-1675. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt Free Stimulus today at 1-800-506-1675. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit cards and are working now but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt Free Stimulus today at 1-800-506-1675. 1-800-506-1675. Get your life back on track. You deserve it.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Working a really nice commute for us this morning. Already starting to clear up a little bit on the highways around town. Our heaviest spots seem to be concentrated on I-25 for southbounders, 120th down to 84th, and again from 58th past Spear Boulevard. That stretch, stop and go. Northbounders going to hit Snags Evans to University, again from Washington Street up to 6th Avenue. Also busy westbound C-470 around Morrison Road. Eastbounders going to be slow there from Broadway up to Quebec. Got a couple of accidents. One is in the cleanup phase, Evans and University there by the University of Denver. Also got a car versus bike accident at Logan and Evans. Your forecast today, partly cloudy with another good chance for rain and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 60s. Right now it's 53 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need a Vegas break? Find hundreds of reasons to spend your weekend in Vegas at visitlasvegas.com. Looking for a way to extend your weekend in Vegas? From summer concert series to events and pool parties, find your excuse at visitlasvegas.com. That's visitlasvegas.com.
Most of us sit around and we don't think about the day that we may need help from a personal injury lawyer. But you know, when that time comes, you better get the right kind of help. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. I want to talk to you about my two friends, Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Now, Mary and I once went through medical malpractice, and I got to tell you something. Unless you get the right person, you're really going to be in trouble. Plus, on top of that, if you have something happen like another motorist hits you, or you get into an auto accident, and their insurance and your insurance won't follow through and won't give you the treatment you need, or if you're hurt on the job and your employer or the insurance you pay for won't help you out, then you need to see Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. These guys are pit bulls, and they will fight corporations and insurance companies down to the last mile. Give them a call. They're Progressive trial lawyers, and they do a great job. 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. That's 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 47 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere to join the party. Don't forget Congresswoman Maxine Waters in this hour tomorrow on the big show.
That's right.
Okay, so we were saying the jobs report was better than expected. Joe Biden talking about that.
Monday, the president and I will be announcing our plans to ramp up the Recovery Act implementation over the summer.
And they're saying it's going to deliver more than 600,000 new jobs. So, according to economists on both sides of the aisle, that things are
less bad.
Yes, which is
good.
That's a start. All right.
Why hasn't he fixed all the problems?
Exactly. According to Sean Hannity, it's all bad and wrong.
We are now 100 days and counting since President Obama signed his economic stimulus plan into law, but are still no signs that things are beginning to turn around.
What?
That is our headline tonight.
Huh?
No end in sight.
What?
Now, despite going on a spending spree with your money, the new jobs numbers released this morning show that the unemployment rate in the country has now surged to a historic 9.4%. Now, that is the highest level since 1983, but even those sobering numbers did not stop the White House from singing the praises of their stimulus plan.
But, Chris, that's the opposite of what's true.
I know.
All the top economists are saying there are signs of light at the end of the tunnel.
I know.
Well, that because we lost a lot less jobs than economists expected.
Once again, the Fox News Channel lies to you.
And obviously, that White House said that's not our goal, is to keep losing jobs, but you've got to go
this
somewhere. We're turning around.
Last year.
It's big mess that George W. Bush left us. It's going to take a little while to clean it up.
When has that ever happened in the history of the world, where you're at the job loss record we're at, and then suddenly we added a trillion new jobs? It's like, what? No, it doesn't happen that quickly.
Been on the job 100 days and he still hasn't fixed all the problems. He's a loser.
Boy.
If only we can go back to the glory days of George never mind.
That's a tough business, rooting for America's failure these days, isn't
it? Yeah, I know. That's all that Fox News does, though.
Okay.
I should know. I watch it every night.
Like, for instance, does anybody think that our current health care plan is working? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody? No? Okay. And it seems to me like they're just, it's all about politics. So House Democrats are drafting a sweeping health care reform that creates a national insurance marketplace where people can choose public and private plans with the same minimum standard of benefits. See, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
You can still choose the doctor that will kill you, so it's not you. All right. There will be a soft mandate on individuals to purchase insurance with a waiver for those who can't afford it and a moderate tax penalty on those who skirt the requirement. Large employers would need to provide coverage or face a tax penalty. Small businesses could buy into the insurance exchange and receive subsidies. All insurers would have to provide a minimum benefits package and end its practice of denying coverage or raising rates based on pre-existing conditions. So, I don't know. And Chuck Grassley, by the way, I think mentioned that the president, he has his nerve to even bring up health care while he's sightseeing in Paris. What? What?
Yeah.
Barack Obama just said he did his, they still do their Saturday address, the radio address,
yes,
whether they're traveling or not. He said it's time to deliver on health care.
Although with Obama, it's now a video address.
Oh.
Yes. A YouTube-type thing.
Mm-hmm. He said, if we do nothing, everyone's health care will be put in jeopardy. Which, by the way, that's what I can never get. When comprehensive immigration reform was up, you know, remember the Kennedy-McCain mm-hmm. bill? That's all they were screaming about was amnesty, amnesty, amnesty for illegals. And then by not doing anything, they just gave amnesty to 12 million illegal aliens. They did nothing.
Yep.
They didn't even make a start on it. And that's why I just hope that health care doesn't get sunk again like it did the last time.
Mm-hmm.
He said, fixing what's wrong with our healthcare system is no longer a luxury we hope to achieve. It's a necessity we cannot postpone any longer. The first bill containing language to put in place as healthcare goals have begun circulating on Capitol Hill. There's one in the Senate and the House,
mm-hmm.
right? I think they're similar.
Yes.
The one in the Senate would require employers to cover their employees or pay a penalty, would guarantee coverage for all. That parallels Obama's goal of lowering costs, ensuring choice, and providing coverage to some 50 million uninsured Americans. Obama supports a new public insurance plan that would give all Americans the opportunity of getting a government-sponsored care. Private insurers, of course, adamantly opposed, fearing they'd be driven out of business, as are most Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Mitch McChinless, who Jim has mentioned, if we had better health care, he could perhaps cover getting a chin.
Getting my upper lip replaced.
Mm-hmm.
It went missing at some point. I'm not really sure how.
Mm-hmm. Went missing up your Brainerd?
There's not enough collagen in the world for that. He needs to have a surgery that is
transplant.
Covered. Yes.
Like that French woman who had the face transplant.
Yes, he needs a lip transplant.
Yeah.
The key to a bipartisan bill, he said, is to not have a government plan in the bill no matter what. How is that bipartisan? What do you mean?
Gee, I wonder if he's getting any money from the insurance companies.
The only way for it
think?
To be bipartisan is for me to get exactly what I want. He said, when I say no government plan, I mean no government plan.
He's on a government plan.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Thank you.
Senator McConnell, elections have consequences and your side lost.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You get a little bit of say, but not as much as we do.
And health insurance is to insure people who are sick, who need health care, or want to prevent getting sick in the first place. You seem to think it's to make insurance companies rich.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of it.
Have I ever mentioned that sugary drinks have a friend in Chuck Grassley? I don't know.
That's funny!
Because you're right. Everybody's looking out for whatever their particular interest. We're not going to get anything done. You know, it's like, oh, no, you can't tax sugary drinks because I get money from them. All right. You know, I was reading a great article on the plane. We'll go over it more tomorrow. But I think Robert Gates is actually doing a good job. You know, on all these stupid the defense systems that they don't even need.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you know, and this covers both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats. They want stuff for their districts.
Right.
So a lot of times, all this money we're spending on defense, we don't need to spend it.
Exactly.
Because they're weapons we don't need, or that are, you know.
Stephanie,
that would
be earmark reform.
Thank you. But anyway, my point is that at least Robert Gates is standing up and saying, you know, he's starting mm-hmm. to call people out. Got you. We don't need that. I don't need that stuff. You
yeah.
know, it's unnecessary. It's whatever. And you've got, you know, they're screaming about how much money we're spending. And here they are, like, trying to force these weapon system on him that he doesn't need or he doesn't want.
Right. So you're supporting something that John McCain ran on.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan, as you know.
Okay.
Yeah, but all this just went nuts during the Reagan administration. Who you voted for?
Yeah, thanks. Well,
I was so listening. What did I know?
He was complaining about the welfare queens and Cadillacs. That's where your money is going, all those darn poor people.
No, it was going to a bloated defense industry, and they deliberately overestimated the strength of the Soviet Union. They knew damn well it was falling apart, but they wanted to maintain the illusion of that threat so that they could make defense contractors rich.
Yep. All right. Jim, they've got another study on conservatives and liberals. Conservatives are much more easily disgusted.
What? They needed a study for that?
Yes. Hmm. They did a study. Conservatives.
Larry Craig is not easily disgusted.
No.
I picked up a piece of toilet paper off the floor.
Let me be clear. I am not gay. I never have been gay.
Actually,
except for all those events in men's rooms. But
actually, that plays into this.
I love my wife.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Conservatives, the more easily disgusted of the two parties when it comes to such squeamish things as maggots, questionable toilet seats, and the prospect of eating monkey meat. Two joint studies released Friday.
I'm kind of disgusted by eating monkey meat.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't either. It determined conservatives are more fastidious about the creepier, smellier side of life, reflective of a hardwired instinct for safety and self-preservation. The researchers studied 181 adults from politically mixed swing states, gauging their reactions on a scale of 1 to 5 to vomit, graveyards, preserved body parts, squashed earthworms, and monkey meat.
What?
I don't...
Somebody funded this study?
Yes.
I hope the taxpayers didn't fund this study.
The study says participants who rated higher in disgust sensitivity were more likely to oppose gay marriage and abortion, issues that are related to notions of morality or purity. So you see, that's on the same level for
purity of essence.
Vomit, graveyards...
And squashed earthworms.
Homosexuals.
And marriage equality.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, things that are icky, apparently.
Vomit and gay marriage. Those are the things that make conservatives
sick. Squashed earthworms,
you know what,
marriage equality.
You can get rid of both by just throwing that orange powder on them. Okay. That's what we did here in California. We threw orange powder on gay marriage.
Maybe that's what happened to Rich McConnell's lip.
57 minutes after the hour, back with Stand Up News next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, this is William Bronchick, host of the Real Estate Expert Show. The real estate market is in the tank, the government is bailing out banks and homeowners, and at the same time, savvy investors are quietly buying up properties and getting wealthy. Learn how each Saturday at 9 a.m. here on AM 760.
Triple scores and reports free as a trial member of Privacy Matters 123.
In this latest segment on Speaking Money, did you know people are spying on your credit score and you could be losing money without even knowing it? We're here with Robert Shirley from Better Money Management to explain. Robert, is that true?
Well, it's a fact. Credit card companies, lenders, insurance companies, they're all constantly checking your credit score and use it to decide what to charge you.
Is that bad?
Well, if there's a mistake, you could be paying through the nose unnecessarily.
So what can you do?
Well, the smartest thing to do is check your credit score.
Like on one of those internet services?
Exactly. But I recommend a service called FreeScore123.com.
Okay, why them?
Well, everybody has three different credit reports, and those scores can be different. But at FreeScore123.com, you can get all three scores for free and see what they say about you.
Free? Wow.
Check them out. Could save you a lot of money.
Okay, then. Get your three scores for free at FreeScore123.com. That's FreeScore123.com.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-700-1866. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866.
With a 100-year history of strength and stability combined with state-of-the-art products and services, Colorado State Bank and Trust is committed to protecting your hard-earned money while helping you make the most for your future. Colorado State Bank and Trust. Long live your money. Member FDIC.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. A key ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court on judicial ethics. We're live in Washington with CBS's Barry Bagnato.
The High Court says judges must recuse themselves from cases if they've received large campaign contributions from one of the litigants. In this case, a West Virginia Supreme Court judge received substantial donations from the owner of the big mining company. He then cast the deciding vote, throwing out a huge damages award against the company. Justice Anthony Kennedy believes this was an extreme case and that most of these conflicts can be settled by states.
And also, Barry, a ruling on Iraq lawsuits?
Steve, the current government of Iraq can't be sued in U.S. courts for abuses by Saddam Hussein. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen isn't surprised.
This administration in Iraq is different from the Saddam Hussein regime, which was considered a terror regime.
That ruling was unanimous. Steve?
The court also turned down a challenge to Pentagon policy forbidding gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military. Ramping up the stimulus. It's the effort today at the White House.
President Obama is outlining a long list of projects as he promises to save or create 600,000 jobs this summer. It includes hiring more health service workers in all 50 states and starting new highway and national park improvements. The White House portrays it as the stimulus plan in overdrive, although many of the projects were already on the books. The goals of the effort: boost the economy and create more jobs as the unemployment rate hovers at a 25-year high. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
The administration says it'll do all it can to gain the release of two Americans ordered to spend 12 years jailed in a work camp by a North Korean court. CBS's Barry Peterson.
The women are undoubtedly going to be used as some sort of pawn by the North Koreans, perhaps an effort to get the United States to make some kind of concession diplomatically. Then they could be traded away. That's the way the North negotiates. Although it is unclear exactly what the North might want, and the North has given no indication.
The two women were there working on a story about human trafficking along North Korea's border with China. 7,000 U.S. Marines are moving out into southern Afghanistan, the first wave of President Obama's plan to put more pressure on the Taliban.
At this point, the mission is to get these Marines in the small towns, similar to tactics that were deployed in Iraq that were successful during the surge there.
CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons, another 14,000 American troops are due there over the summer. Singer Miley Cyrus is being used in an important test by Ticketmaster, the first major concert tour with paperless tickets to cut down on scalping. The website explains it.
The delivery method is paperless. The ticket will be saved on that credit card. No tickets to remember for the event, just the credit card and matching ID.
Once at the concert, the credit card is swiped with a hand scanner printing out a seat locator. Wall Street, the Dow is down 89 points, NASDAQ off 23. This is CBS News.
Valvoline is introducing the first engine guarantee up to, get this, 300,000 miles. Register before 75,000 miles right now at Valvoline.com, then head over to Advance Auto Parts and get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $14.99. See stores or Valvoline.com for details and limitations. Valvoline's got the guarantee, Advance has the offer, and you've got no worries for a long, long time. Advance Auto Parts, that's keeping the wheels turning.
With Welcome Rewards from Hotels.com, you get a free night after accumulating 10 nights with any of their partner hotels.
So Hotels.com is telling me to sleep around.
Exactly. Stay at a boutique, a national chain, anywhere. Sleep around.
Is that ethical?
Of course. Who wouldn't want you to sleep around?
My wife.
With Hotels.com, she can sleep around too.
What did you say?
You know what? That didn't come out right.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome Rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
I'm Davey Kao with an AM 760 local news update. If you own a home in Fort Collins, you should feel good today. U.S. News and World Report says property in Fort Collins...
and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining. After huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
Management did a good job of getting everybody in the middle of the store and making sure everybody was, you know, accountable.
That's Lowe's worker Mary Radcliffe. Rockies over the Cardinals 7-2 yesterday. They'll go again today in St. Louis. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25 remains a busy ride downtown on that approach to I-70, taking you towards Spear. We're also seeing more cars than usual on 270. This on that westbound side for this time of morning. 225 also a little bit crowded as you make that Parker curve up towards DTC. Now on the flip side, where things have really improved are on both 76. This is on that approach to 74th as well as on C-470. Shouldn't have any problems as you're making your way along the foothills or past Highlands Ranch. That on both sides of the highway. Do have a couple surface street crashes, both of them being cleaned up, Logan and Evans, as well as Colfax and Spear. They did finally clean up that accident that occurred, 10th in Colorado. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Help protect your home's value by improving your landscape. Visit PioneerSand.com. With 15 Front Range locations, Pioneer Sand Company offers decorative rock, bark, flagstone, boulders, excellent service, and much, much more. For the location nearest you, visit PioneerSand.com, and they deliver.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. And you can also tweet the Chris LaVoy.
Yes, you can.
He's the official Twitterer of the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's twitter.com/RadioGuyChris.
So I will ask you the technology geek question. So the new Pre is coming out. The Palm Pre.
Palm Pre. It's already out.
The Huno?
Yes, crowds gathered on Saturday for the official launch of Pre. It's the smartphone that's going to compete with the iPhone and the BlackBerry.
Mm-hmm.
I have the BlackBerry. You have the new iPhone. What's the review on the Pre?
The reviews I've read is that it's very cheaply made. It feels cheap in your hands, and there have been some reports of it overheating.
Oh, nice.
The computer says no.
But I guess the software is really nice. It's just the hardware that kind of sucks.
I love my BlackBerry Storm. I don't know how I ever lived without
nice
it.
Nice software, but
really, you're the one who likes the BlackBerry Storm.
Although I did almost fall down the steps here at the parking garage, sending an email on my BlackBerry, texting something.
Tripping over your Uggs.
Yeah. You really like the BlackBerry Storm?
I do. I love it.
Yeah, you like having the press down on the screen and make it click every time?
Yes, I like it. I've never had one before, so I like it. I don't know any better.
Okay.
All right. The president, of course, has been overseas. He was in Germany on Friday at a concentration camp.
It's understandable that someone who witnessed what had taken place here would be in a state of shock.
The president also talking about the closing of Guantanamo this morning.
We have a facility that contains some people who are very difficult to deal with. Some of them probably should not have been detained in those facilities in the first place. They should have been processed and tried and convicted. I don't anticipate that it's going to be resolved anytime in the next 2 or 3 months. I think that's going to be a longer process of evaluation.
Thank you, George Bush. Thank you for that particular mess, legally, morally.
Yeah.
Okay, and speaking of big news, the continuing story has been whether I am a Gen Xer, as I claim, or a baby boomer, as everyone else claims.
Right.
I still claim I'm born the same I'm the same year as Barack Obama, and I
yes,
claim
you are.
Yes, that we are Gen X.
That's what I claim.
Well, Tom Brokaw, the preeminent expert on baby boomers.
Whatever.
The president talked about how his grandparents made him so aware of World War II, even though he was born at the end of the baby boomer generation.
Mm-hmm. Demographically.
Yes.
Culturally, it's a different thing.
What do you mean, what does he know? He wrote a book on baby boomers, Stephanie.
All right. I'm in that middle area.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. 1964.
Well, who was it that said he's the first post-boomer president? Chris Matthews said he's the first post-boomer president.
Fair enough. Ah.
Chris Matthews sometimes gets things wrong.
No, he does not, ever.
Yes.
Okay. I'm cranky. You know why? Because I spent the weekend in New York with a lot of right-wing radio hacks. Oh, dear God. I told you this. Guess what? I had to fill in at the last minute and give the keynote address in place of Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, the right-wing crowd not really expecting to see me. Really there to see Sean Hannity. So that went as well as can be expected.
Surprised Steve Malzberg didn't throw a rotten tomato at you.
Yeah. It was Tom Hartman and I had to give, we had to do a half a speech apiece. Anyway.
How does that work?
I cling to him and Ed Schultz at those conventions like water weenies. Because we're like the lepers. We're like the red-haired stepchildren of the radio business.
You are a strong woman. You can handle yourself. You don't need to hide behind Ed Schultz.
Oh, yes, I do.
About three of you could hide behind Ed Schultz.
I do. I did my yearly Sean Hannity hug. I apologize. Hugged him, saw him at the whatever. You can understand why it's a love story that goes way back. You can understand. We almost share a brain politically. That's why they chose me to fill in for him.
Right.
Jim, we complete each other's sentences. You know, he'll call and say, "Barack Obama is Muslim," and I'll say, "Socialist." He'll say, "Yes, that's what I was gonna say." So you can see why that was a good fit there.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that.
Why
for the opportunity to do that.
10 million right-wing talkers.
And they were all there. And then just me and Tom Hartman and Ed Schultz. That was it.
But it was Laura Ingraham that got booed.
Yes. She somehow was able to get booed in a speech to other right-wing radio hacks.
Yes, which is delicious.
I don't know. Sure, her speech was longer. I think she's still talking. Her speech was longer than the... she was giving an award to someone. Her speech went on and on.
Well, I think because her voice is so soothing that you really want to listen to it for hours and hours.
I think the people in the back started talking because I think they perhaps were not enjoying the soothing tones of the Laura Ingraham voice. And then she got mad and started yelling at the people in the back of the room because they were talking while she was...
So she got even louder.
It just goes to show that right-wingers are always angry.
She's always very nice to me. We always have a little chuckle together. Say hello.
Yeah, until she accuses you of plagiarizing her.
Yeah, I've been in radio since 1985.
She hasn't.
Yes. In fact, I mentioned that in my speech. I talked about all the awful bits I started in 1985, you remember.
Mm-hmm.
With Sandy Beach in Buffalo, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Katherine Hepburn in the traffic copter.
Do it. Come on, do it.
Hey, Sandy, that's going to be quite a ride on the Skedaddle this morning. Linda Blair with the weather. It's going to be hot as hell, Sandy. I started when you had to edit the tape with a razor blade.
A China marker and a razor blade. Mm-hmm. Hell to the yeah.
Thank God I still have those bits on cart.
Don't even have a cart machine in this studio.
There isn't cart machines anywhere, thank God. All right, Jim, speaking of right-wing tools, Ray has sent us the quote for you. Who said there has never been a documented case of torture at Guantanamo? Who said that?
Torquemada.
That's a good guess, though. Senator Jim, there ain't no homos in this family in a hall.
Yeah, that's pretty close, actually.
Mm-hmm. Who said, this is of the president's speech in Cairo, president's speech was un-American. I just don't know whose side he's on. Who said that?
Dr. Mengele.
No. Senator Jim, there ain't no divorces or homos in this family in a hall.
Hmm.
Some thoughts on the president's speech.
Getting closer.
Ooh. Hey, speaking of people that had big weekends, someone has sent me a new future husband for me. And you know who automatically Chris gets on the future husband list?
Who?
Anyone that goes on a beer run on a lawnmower.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's about
beer.
A Maine man has been charged with operating under the influence after he and a friend made a beer run on a riding lawnmower. They, a trooper was flagged down by several motorists warning of the wayward mower. They made the arrest after he and his friend emerged from a variety store with two cases of beer. His driver's license had been revoked, so they opted for the lawnmower, which is good thinking.
Yeah.
Just as it turns out, it's anything motorized.
Yeah. What? Anything that you have to drive or steer.
All right, and here is my favorite weekend excuse for people that were caught in public having sex.
I love this story.
Oh, this is great.
I can't move my phone. Oh, Dad.
I'm not sure where, I don't know what state this is out of, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
A 39-year-old woman and a 43-year-old man were issued summonses on suspicion of public indecency and possessing an open container of alcohol after drivers near the intersection of 88th and Sheridan Boulevard reported the pair having sex in the median.
Great.
In the median. Sex is,
wow.
That's hot.
Living on the edge.
That's the thing right before the autoerotic asphyxiation, I think. Yeah. When the officer arrived, he found the woman lying on her back with her pants around her knees and the man on top of the woman.
In the median.
Pulling up his pants. The officer asked what they were doing, which that seems kind of like a dumb question in the first place, you got to say.
Right. I think it's just a conversation starter. That's all it is.
To which the pair had no response. When the officer told them people had called saying they were having sex, the man said he was, quote, checking her cyst for her.
The woman with his cyst detector.
Is that what the kids are calling it now?
The woman then said, it's true. He was looking at my cyst for me.
Well, not looking.
Thinking, he's the smartest man ever. That's right.
Good thinking.
When
More like
asked
feeling around for
if
his,
the man was a doctor,
cyst.
He replied no. Which I'm sure came as quite a surprise to the officer. Sitting next to the pair was an open 24-ounce can of beer. When asked if it belonged to them, the pair said it was there when they arrived.
Yes, of course.
When the officer asked about an open backpack beside them that had the same beer in it, the couple said it was theirs.
What a coincidence.
But it was just a weird coincidence. It's the same beer. The last couple that had sex on this media likes the same beer we do.
Wow.
What are the chances? She had a cyst, too, I bet. This is where you go to get your cyst checked.
This is so weird. What are we eating?
In a completely unrelated story, Julie, the official Beaver News reporter of the Stephanie Miller newscast, said, Steph, you wouldn't believe the amount of beavers cause mayhem and destruction stories that turn up on my Google Beaver Alert. They outdid themselves this time. This one is almost beaver terrorism. The headline, Damn Beavers Cause Train Disrailment.
Wow.
Train derailment near Canadian capital.
Near Ottawa?
That's a destructive beaver.
Yes.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
That's some powerful beaver.
Beaver was blamed Friday for a train derailment that... that was someone in there with the captain? Or
that's a beaver made of steel, I guess.
That spilled more than 20,000 liters of diesel fuel into the Ottawa River, which supplies the Canadian capital's drinking water.
I'm sure the beaver got some of the diesel on it, too.
Oof. The collapse of the three beaver dams late Wednesday released a wall of floodwater up to 12 feet high that rolled across the tracks. That is a wet beaver.
Very wet.
Nearly 600 feet of track was destroyed. Two locomotives, six empty rail cars used to haul lumber were derailed. One of them ended up in the river and flushed 4,500 imperial gallons of diesel fuel into the river.
That's not good.
Wow, that is destructive beaver.
Good Lord and butter.
Okay, let's check some news we don't want to lose, shall we? Here we go.
Yippee! It's time for stand-up news. And now, here's anchor person, Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. When news breaks here at Today's Broken, our top story, Senator Mitch McKinless not ruling out blocking Sonia Sotomayor. The Senate's top Republican said it's way too early to know whether his party will try to block a vote on Supreme Court nominees' confirmation. He says he thinks using Senate rules to try and stop judges is a bad idea. Just one of many the Republicans have these days. But it's still a tool that may or may not be employed at some point.
We got the tool part, right?
Yes, we have the rest of the
As Minority Leader of the Senate, it is my sworn duty to see that the interests of the Republican Party are represented in everything the Senate does. But I swear, after 25 years in the Senate, it's getting harder and harder to figure out what our interests are. I used to think it was to get in power and use that power to create legislation to further our agenda. Honestly, though, after hearing Rush and Eric Cantor and Newton and all them, I'm starting to think the GOP is trying as hard as it can to flush itself down the crapper. Well, I'm a good soldier, and if that's the agenda, I'll do my damnedest to make sure it happens. Already as popular as a turd in a punch bowl with middle-class whites and women and God knows the black folk. Forget about that rodeo clan we got running the RNC. So if filibustering that Mexican gal judge is going to pooch our reputation with the Hispanos, well, I'm just the guy to do it. Now that I think of it, it's kind of genius. The Mexticos are the fastest-growing segment of the electorate, and if we can piss them off and juice up our bad image with the dollies at the same time, we'll be swimming in the cesspool for decades. Okay, President Hussein Osama, bring her on. I got my copy of Atlas Shrugged to read on the floor. I got my Wizenator strapped to my thigh. I scored some crank from Rush, and I'm ready to lay it down. To political irrelevance and beyond.
That's all for Stand Up News Part 1. Stand Up News Part 2, what another Osama tape?
What?
We have yet another Osama tape. We'll play that when we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
My word, what a gorgeous way to wake up.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk at AM760.net.
Over the past few weeks, I've been telling you about this great real estate resource on the web called HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. This site has easy tools to help you get started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, or getting real estate answers anywhere in the U.S. You want to know what your home is worth? Just type in your address, get an instant free estimate of your home's value. You can also check on prices and recent sales in the area. You looking to buy? Get familiar with unfamiliar neighborhoods with HomeGain.com's new Street View, where you can virtually walk down the street and actually see the properties. I just checked this out the other day. It's amazing. Simple, quick, easy. HomeGain.com. They can even connect you with a local realtor who can review your home's valuation, answer questions, and walk you through the process. Say you're thinking about prepping your house for sale. HomeGain.com's Home Sale Maximizer Calculator shows you which minor improvements will give you the most major bang for your buck. Look for that little orange gorilla named Max to help you find a realtor. Don't buy or sell a home without first checking HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com.
Get the good stuff!
Drivers want to get as many miles out of their cars as possible, so engine care is more important than ever. And your local Napa Auto Parts store is here to help with Valvoline Motor Oil for just $2.79 per quart. So stop by Napa today. And for added protection, Valvoline has just introduced its first ever engine guarantee. Registration required by 75,000 miles. Get detailed benefits and limitations and registration at Valvoline.com.
Napa. Get the good stuff!
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
I need pain relief that won't mess with my grip.
The new Icy Hot No Mess Applicator. Powerful, targeted, long-lasting pain relief now in a roll-on applicator. No mess, just maximum strength medicine for back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. Massages in Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away.
Wherever I hurt, wherever I go.
Stop pain right at the source with the new Icy Hot No Mess Applicator.
No pain, no mess.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active. So you run Windows at your desk. You have an Airport Express hooked up to your stereo. You want to stream music from your PC to the big speakers. Impossible? Not with Airfoil from the guys at Rogue Amoeba. This isn't anything new, but they've just released version 2.7, which improves many of its features and now supports the Airfoil Speakers Touch app, which streams to your iPhone or iPod.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
The roller coaster ride that is American Idol is over once again. Twists, turns, and an extremely surprising ending as Chris Allen, who was pretty much pegged as the guy who would lose out to favorite Adam Lambert, is crowned champ. When asked by Rolling Stone magazine whether he thought his sexual orientation played a part in the result, Adam laughed and simply replied, "Probably."
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only
entertaining
showbiz
Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Don't you? It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
That was Mick Jagger singing back in the
days. Wow.
Who may or may not have been the subject of that song.
I thought it was Warren Beatty.
Yeah, most people said that.
24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. And finally, in stand-up news, President Obama's speech to the Muslim world, of course, loaded with phrases and ideas aimed very much at rattling one man he never mentioned, Osama bin Laden. Senior administration officials say the speech was carefully crafted to rob the al-Qaeda leader and his terrorist network of some of the chief recruiting totems, including spheres the U.S. Plans permanent presence in Iraq and Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. For the first time, they're beginning to lose the propaganda war, said a top aide at the White House. The week of high drama featured a showdown of sorts between the two leaders, Obama versus Osama, with Obama's soaring speech and a bin Laden audio tape providing a powerful point-counterpoint as each sought to make his case to the Muslim world. We have a letter.
It's an email, yeah.
Yes.
Dear President Poopyhead.
Yeah.
No, I won't call you by your real name. You think the fact that your name is one letter removed from mine would get you a pass? That I won't declare a fatwa and jihad and go all medieval on your ass? Think again, Barry. How dare you speak to Muslims as equals with the respect and promises of expanding scholarship programs and business opportunities in the Middle East? You are seriously harshing my buzz. My whole shtick has been keeping young Muslim men desperate, poor, and stupid. How many useful idiots do you think I can get to blow themselves up in a crowded marketplace if they actually have an education? Who's going to be enticed by promises of 72 virgins if you just had 73 of them in your dorm room last weekend? Who will have the fortitude to become a martyr after 3 bong loads, a mountain of Funyuns, and a night of listening to Dark Side of the Moon while simultaneously watching The Wizard of Oz and playing Ratchet and Clank up your arsenal?
Starring Jim Ward as Captain Quark.
Yes. Nobody, that's who. Oh, I hate you so much. We can't have that dopey... Why can't we have that dopey Connecticut cowboy back? Every time he opened his big gap, Al-Qaeda recruitment went through the roof. But no, you open your speech with Assalamu Alaikum, and you're on reconciliation and respect, and we have 7 million Muslims in our country. Oh, you make me so mad. What you need is a big steaming cup of STFU. You are so not getting a Ramadan card this year. May the fleas of 1,000 camels infest your jockstrap. P.S., if you run into Bill O'Reilly, give him my regards. Hey, Billo, congratulations on inciting psychopaths to murder doctors who offer health services to women. Keep up the good work. And if you ever need a sidekick, let me know. My people will be in touch. Your pal, Osama.
That's all for stand-up news. I'm here all week. Tell your friends if you'd like more Jim Ward Volderall.
Check out Jim Ward's Apocryphal But True, for which there's a tile ad on the Stephanie Miller Stephanie Miller website, stephaniemiller.com.
Do you think he also said la da 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 da?
Ah da 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 da.
Matthew in Dallas on the Blackberry Storm, Mama's phone of choice. Hello, hello, Matt.
Hi, Mama and the Moose. Yeah, well, I am in a very interesting position. I used to work for Apple to make the iPhone. I love the iPhone.
Yes,
but. Because I'm stuck with a company that rhymes with Horizon.
Yes.
Despise it.
And, and I wanted a phone whose company had, I believe, the second largest market share. My only real choice was the BlackBerry Storm. Now, Chris,
see, here the iPhone, the service is not as good. My friend has it, and she has a Schmay TNT, which is...
In Los Angeles, Schmay TNT service kind of sucks.
Sucks.
Right. Well, of course, you know, people don't buy an iPhone port service. Come on.
I understand. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Here comes the summer. So if you've got 10 to 30 pounds to lose, listen up. For the last few years, you've heard us talk about losing the waste weight that builds up in our digestive system like spackle or paste. But now we've made EverCleanse even more powerful than ever. With EverCleanse Slim, today you can lose the waste, lose the weight, and burn away the fat. Here's how it works. Quickly, the synergistic formula goes to work cleansing the colon of waste and toxins, while EverCleanse Slim goes to work burning away the fat, helping you shed those unwanted pounds. How can we say this with such confidence? Because the results have been documented time and time again in clinical studies, proven with scientific research, and most important, reported by you. So call right now to try the new EverCleanse featuring EverCleanse Slim. Here's how.
Start losing weight today by calling 800-963-5451 or on the web at EverCleanse.com. That's 800-963-5451 for your very special offer. Call 800-963-5451 or visit us on the web at EverCleanse.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
The highways around town quick to recover today. I only see a few spots with some heavy volumes right now. It is still stop and go. Southbound I-25, 58th past Spear Boulevard. Also busy leaving Aurora, southbound side of 2 1/4 Parker Road down to the tech center there at the I-25 interchange. And still seeing some heavier volumes westbound 36 Sheridan Boulevard out to McCaslin. And if you're around town, got a couple surface street accidents, one near downtown, Colfax and Spear, 3 cars involved there. Also driving restrictions in the area of Kipling and Alameda. That's due to a crash. Your forecast today, clouds will increase this afternoon, scattered rain and thunderstorms. Look for a high around 68 degrees. Right now, 55 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
CalSpas has your perfect Father's Day gift. Pamper Dad with a beautiful hot tub the whole family will enjoy, delivered free in time for the big day. There's also great savings on gazebos, pool tables, and custom outdoor kitchens. For quality, value, and selection for over 20 years, it's CalSpas.
Let's get through these rough times together. And I'm doing my part, offering you our Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles at even lower prices than ever before. Hello, I'm Tom Martino, and I'm proud of this special introductory offer that will save you more than $500. Now you can get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV with free installation. It's the same high-quality service you've come to expect from my company, Liberty Bell, where you're never just a number. This is the lowest price, best bundle we've ever offered. And remember, with Liberty Bell, there are no 200-word disclaimers, no complicated bills, just plain good service at low prices. Liberty Bell, your only true local company, all Colorado-owned and operated. Call 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
My house is like a bad time machine. You walk into the kitchen and you're immediately sucked back into the 70s. Those ugly old cabinets are so dated looking, it's embarrassing. And don't even get me started on my bathrooms. I'd love to get new cabinets, but we just can't afford it.
If you don't think you can afford to update your kitchen, you haven't discovered Designer Surplus. We sell high-quality hardwood kitchen cabinets for less, way less. Call now for your beautiful full-color catalog. 1-800-991-1337. You'll see beautiful, solid wood, high-quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. Choose from golden oak, dark chocolate, American cherry, shaker white, and more, all at a nearby store or ship directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a Designer Surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
Stephanie Miller.
Ah, you'll feel better after a few beers. Come on, let's go get drunk. You're driving.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. I'd like to thank the flight attendants on the Screaming Toddler Airlines that I flew back from New York. It was so bad, as I told you earlier, Chris, I was next to a baby and a toddler.
Yes.
The toddler actually screamed and climbed around the seat and threw magazines the entire flight. And the flight attendants gave me cash. They gave me cash and free wine.
How much cash did you get from
I don't know. They felt really bad.
Did they take up a collection?
I don't know.
I think I saw that kid at the bank the other day. He lost his balloons. He was...
I had the movie all the way up, and I was like, oh, God.
Did you use your Bose Quiet Comfort headphones?
Of course I did. Type Stephanie in the box. All right. Oh, by the way, whilst I was in New York,
mm-hmm.
I met the incredibly handsome, talented, and well-endowed program director of our New York radio station.
Yay! We like our New York.
WWRL, AM 1600.
How would you know about that last part?
How do you think I got on AM 1600 WWRL in New York City? He was delightful. All right.
I'm sure Mrs. Program Director would
be. Yes.
She was not there. All right.
Of course she wasn't.
Okay. All right. Anywho, we were just talking about the Osama video, or what do you call it, audio tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Audio tapes, right, Jim? Why is that?
Yes, because he's been dead for years. That's my contention.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like him.
Uh-huh.
I thought, anyway, the president did one of the smartest things I think was overlooked, too, in the Cairo speech is that, talking about, like, winning the hearts and minds of Muslims and Al-Qaeda losing the propaganda war, he made a very important point. He said they have killed in many countries, they have killed people of different faiths, and more than any other, they have killed Muslims.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, I love this. In the story on the Cairo speech, it says, not the first time the U.S. has tried to win over hearts and minds in the Muslim world. George Bush created a public diplomacy team in the State Department and tapped a former Madison Avenue ad executive to craft a message to show America the softer light. Huh. Surprising they didn't buy that.
Hmm. At the least they could have done was gotten, like, a Cairo ad executive or something like that.
Someone with some
Beirut.
Who speaks Arabic.
Yeah, someone who knows the culture.
Yeah.
Madison Avenue isn't exactly steeped in Muslim culture.
Quoting the Quran and pointing that they're killing more Muslims than anybody. Kind of smart.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of smart. Not that it could possibly do as much good as a well-known Sasquatch Karen Hughes did in rehabilitating our image in the Muslim.
Oh, I must rehabilitate image.
She was good for one thing.
Putting the star on top of the White House tree.
Look at what he can do.
Yay.
Bumbles bounce.
Okay. So here's the thing. We might get more help, say, overseas, like taking some of the Guantanamo detainees if we address the problem seriously here in the United States.
We have spoken to the European Union about the possibilities of working with us and helping us in managing the closure of Guantanamo. Chancellor Merkel has been very open to discussions with us. We have not asked her for hard commitments, and she has not given us any hard commitments beyond having a serious discussion about are there ways that we can solve this problem.
I tried giving her a hard commitment. She wasn't going for it.
You know what I think will help, Jim, is more of that Bill O'Reilly diplomacy.
Huh?
I think we should take zero prisoners here in the U.S. and then yell at them.
Shut up about Guantanamo Bay if you're not going to help out. I don't want to hear from Canada or Germany or Spain. Oh, Guantanamo's so bad. These guys, they're really mean to them. And then you say, okay, you take some of these guys. No way, we're going to take them. The Uyghur. We're not talking Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Julia. We're talking the Uyghurs. It sounds like an Australian kid group. All right? They don't want them.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need more of Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh talking to the foreign nations. Yeah, that's what we need. That'll help.
Shut up.
By the way, will you take all those prisoners? No?
Computer says no.
Weird. Okay. By the way, we had a right-wing tool, Rich Galen, on earlier in the show.
He was great. What?
Tomorrow morning on the show, Congresswoman Maxine Waters in hour number two. Don't forget to tune in for that. Rick in Canada writes, Steph, it's futile to torment your right-wing tool friend about an economic recovery. It's simple. In his terms, when the Obama recession starts to turn around, it will just be Reaganomics finally kicking in, just in time for his 100th birthday and the birth of his first 100 clone babies. By the way, Jim, did you see? The boner blubbered again at the unveiling of the Reagan statue.
He did not.
The boner cried again.
Ronald Reagan, the greatest ever.
Of course, the original crying.
I think the top of our list
is
providing for the safety and security of the American people. Oh. That's at the top of our list.
Oh, it was great. There's a picture of him, you know, the bronzer, you know, running
streaking down his face. Yeah.
In front of, right in front of the Reagan statue. That makes grown Republicans blubber, the Reagan stuff. Oh. All right, speaking of Reagans, Michael Reagan.
He gets weepy after a few Rob Roys. He really should learn his limit. If you start crying, it's probably best to cut back on the
cocktails with the bitters.
Men should only cry when something heavy falls on them. That's my personal opinion. Speaking of Reagans, Michael Reagan was introduced in Anchorage the other night by Sarah Palin. Did you see some of this precious video? She opens by praising Michael Reagan for his willingness to screw the political correctness that some would expect him to try to adhere to.
You'll betcha.
Also to. She
really has an awful habit of ending a sentence with a preposition,
exactly,
doesn't she?
Exactly. Oh, it must drive grammar bugs like you insane.
It does. It really does.
That is something up with which I will not put.
As Churchill once said.
Yes.
Also too. Okay, could I have some scary music, please? Did you hear this part? She suggested Obama is trying to impose big government as a tool of control.
Ooh. To improve the economy. Ooh, scary. And it's working. Even scarier.
Eek. She said, mark my words. You betcha. This is going to be next, I fear. Bail out debt-ridden states, then the government gets to get in there and control the people.
And get all in there and grill.
The government...
You mean just like vice presidents get in there in the Congress and make that legislation there also, too?
No,
you get in there and roll up your sleeves and get in there and get it. Get that. What a dummy. Okay. Seriously. Does she really believe that this is like mind control or something? The president's doing this to control the people in the states.
Hmm.
Oh, dear God. All right.
She was planning to control what goes on in the Congress as vice president.
Yeah, which is incorrect.
Not the role of the vice president.
She was going to study up on that just and bring that information back to you on what a vice president actually
does. I'll try to find you some and I'll bring them to you.
Oh, I don't know what to do there.
I wonder if she's picked up a magazine lately. Or newspaper.
Okay.
All of them.
You.
All of them.
All right. Listen, I'm not a governor of a state, and I don't have time to read any of them, let alone all of them.
Yeah, you got a stack of Newsweeks about...
She's a...
You're a lying sack of crap.
Yeah, that.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Yeah, you know, that's what I do on planes. It's the only time I bring a stack of magazines like this big, and they're from like a year ago. I don't know why I bother.
You know, Newsweek kind of has a shelf life. It starts to turn after about
I understand the president
about a week and a half.
Is going to be inaugurated soon. Okay.
You're just like a dentist's office.
Breaking news.
Wow, Michael Jordan and the Bulls are really doing great.
Wow.
I think there may be a three-peat.
Tommy in Columbus sends us some breaking news from the Department of No Sherlock. In its first report to Congress, the Wartime Contracting Commission presents a bleak assessment of how tens of billions of dollars have been spent since 2001. Oh, yeah, all the Republicans screaming about how much we're spending? Where were they during this? Documents obtained by the Associated Press, the documents show poor management, weak oversight, and failure to learn from past mistakes as recurring themes in wartime contracting. U.S. reliance on contractors has grown to unprecedented proportions, says the bipartisan commission. The government had no central database of who those contractors were, what their services they provided, and how much they were paid.
Other than that,
bang up job on all that. Thank you. What did they say? It was Dick Cheney's company. Trust us. Okay. 42 minutes after the hour. Uh-oh. Ruh-roh.
What?
Things heating up in North Korea on a lot of fronts.
Oh, God. Those two journalists. Oh, so sad.
We will talk about that and much more as we continue 42 minutes after the hour. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Now, that just seems intentionally confusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If you have credit card debt and you're tired of high rates and monthly payments you can't afford, there's important information you need to know to preserve your financial integrity. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-600-2097. Thousands of clients have trusted Credit Answers to save them millions. We're certified and represent the highest standards in the industry, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and get your free information on how to settle your credit card debt. Call 1-800-600-2097. That's 1-800-600-2097. 1-800-600-2097.
My name's Jason Bradshaw. I used to drive a Jaguar XJ8L before the Cadillac. When the lease came up, I ended up looking into the CTS and had never even seen the car. Had only seen pictures on the internet and only read reviews in the magazines. Immediately it struck me. I ended up going to the dealership that day, took one look at this thing. It was a fully loaded Cadillac CTS. Right there I had to order one. The interior appointments to me blows doors off of any of the other imports. My fiance has a Lexus. To me now, they look cheap. I don't think I'd be able to go back to Jaguar or Mercedes or BMW. Having the Cadillac CTS shifted my outlook on what GM can do altogether.
To hear more of Jason's story and to listen to other real stories from GM owners, go to GMReinvention.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Speed's starting to improve on the highways around Denver. Still a little struggle, though, southbound side of I-25 between I-70 and Spear Boulevard. Also seeing speed still in the 30s there, southbound side of 2 1/4 from Parker Road down to the interchange. Got a couple things to tell you about. Driving restrictions in the area of Kipling and Alameda. That's due to an earlier accident. It's in the cleanup phase. Should be out of your way shortly. Got a new crash, 29th and Quebec. And stays heads up, spilled load, I-70 near Genesee. Your forecast, partly cloudy with thunderstorms and scattered rain showers this afternoon and a high near 68. Right now, 55 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't get ripped off when you sell your gold. Get 40% more every day at Fast Cash Gold Centers. At Fast Cash, they shop the competition and pay you 40% more for your gold. Call for an instant quote before you sell or visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Market meltdowns, fading rallies, 24/7, 365 cable news wine-a-thons about the economy. And yet, there are investors out there just getting warmed up. Markets have always moved up and down, but some people have acquired the knowledge to make money and protect their portfolios no matter what kind of market it is. What's their secret? Investtools. In fact, over 400,000 people have become smarter investors with Investtools, the leader in investor education. And with this limited time offer, you can too. Reserve your seat at a free Investtools class in your area. Learn how to spot investment opportunities and how you can profit from them when everyone else is running for the hills. Visit tryinvesttools.com to get that edge. To attend a free Investtools class in your area, visit tryinvesttools.com. That's tryinvesttools.com.
Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Wow! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 47 minutes after the hour.
Who's that band, Stephanie?
Please don't say it's the Beatles. Oh my God. You were going to say it's the Beatles, weren't you?
I wasn't going to say anything. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from
the
anywhere.
Kinks.
Yes. Sure.
You didn't
okay.
know that.
I wasn't thinking of that. I've been playing, fiddling with my BlackBerry during the break. And this is where
is
I turned
the kids are calling it.
You know how some radio shows are about helping other people and giving advice to people? That's not done.
Computer says no.
That's what, this is about you helping me. This is about what you can do for me, listeners. I have a tech question on my BlackBerry Storm that you can't seem to answer.
I don't have a BlackBerry. My iPhone works fine. Your BlackBerry Storm doesn't seem to.
Okay, well, it's the same thing with regular computers. Okay, you know, Jim, do you have the thing where when you're typing and it says, did you mean whatever? You know, like it corrects
yes.
your spelling. It in the box above.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you type something and it goes...
Did you mean Flurgenblhaven?
Flurgenhergen? Right, and so if you touch the box, that means that you're like, oh, yes, why, thank you.
She said touch the box.
On the iPhone, if you touch the box, that means you didn't want to use that.
No, it doesn't. I'm telling you, if you touch that, you're why, thank you, I'm an idiot. Thank you, Blackberry Storm, that's exactly what I meant. But when it's
you
not...
You are a moron.
Yes. Okay, but when it's not what I want, I just keep typing, but it changes it anyway. The insufferable bastard. What's up with that? That's what I want to know.
You really don't need to be texting anybody.
My point is, I just ignore it. When you're typing and it says, did you mean Flargen? And I just keep typing like, no, this is what I meant to say. And then it changes it anyway. How do I stop that? I can't stop it. You know what it is? BlackBerry. This BlackBerry Storm is like, it's like the technology version of you. It's just a grammar bug. It's annoying. It's irritating.
Meanwhile, you're just smashing down on the screen, mashing the screen down in order to make it work.
I typed what I wanted in there, and it's boom.
I can't believe you have to press down on the screen on that thing.
Ugh. All right, that's not the point.
Yes, it is.
How do I override this stupid spell check thing?
You need to go to the Verizon store and have them teach you.
1-800-STEP-12, help me.
You need to throw it away and get an old typewriter, electric typewriter.
No, not even electric. A manual typewriter. Where you have to press way down on each key.
And some carbon paper. So two copies.
Speaking of things that are irritating, like some right-wingers, Neil and Madison write, Steph, I'm getting so tired of my right-wing friends crying chicken little over the government's taking over of our economy. In point of fact, the Atlantic magazine has a revealing chart. It shows that exactly 0.2% of our economy is now owned by the government.
Ooh, socialism!
Thank you, Neil.
Communism!
Socialism argument. Thank you.
Government takeover! They're taking our guns!
All right. So I was telling you that, you know, the movie, what do you call it, Airplane, where they're watching Airport on?
Yes.
I was like reading the stories about the Air France flight on the flight, and I was freaking out. But anyway.
Horrifying.
Yes, horrifying. So now we're up to, 17 bodies have been pulled?
As of this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have been pulled so far from the Atlantic. Obviously, they're saying there's no doubt that's the wreckage of the Air France. I think the first thing they saw, it was an Air France ticket in a briefcase, so they knew, you know, the first debris they found. They found two bodies, and then it was the briefcase containing the Air France Flight 447 ticket in the briefcase. This is what's terrifying for all of us that use air travel. Like, remember the Buffalo crash?
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about that was like pilot error. The one co-pilot, didn't she make like $16,000 a year?
Yeah.
Or something,
Yeah. We've experienced that on those little turboprops. The pilots look like they're 12.
Yeah.
And have about that many hours.
Yeah, because that looked like it was pilot error, and they were overtired, and
And I think she, apparently there were two mistakes. The pilot was pulling up, and the co-pilot raised the flaps. Those are two things you don't want to do if you're in a stall.
Yeah.
On the verge of a stall.
Yeah. But here's the thing with, the state of our economy, airline companies, that you always wonder if they're scrimping on stuff, or you don't know if what they're saying, the early indications are they needed to replace the instruments that help measure speed and altitude, which those would seem to be important.
Yeah.
I'm not an aviation expert. Those would seem like, because that's what they're saying, that they misjudged the speed they were going after.
I kind of think the Airbus might be a little too fancy for its own good. This is too many things that are, I've been reading up on them, and it's
so anyway, they're replacing them on the Airbuses, but they hadn't been replaced on the flight that all right, more importantly, let's talk about how we can help me. Justin in Los Angeles on the BlackBerry Storm and how I override that infernal spell check. Hello, Justin.
Hey. Hi, I'll save you.
Thank you.
All you gotta do is when you're back to text, you just press that little BlackBerry button on the bottom and enable multitap.
Enable multitap. Okay.
Oh, yeah. The magical button. That button that does everything.
Yes.
Yes. Slices, dices, satisfies your wife. I know. There's one button that does everything on there.
It's the BlackBerry button.
Exactly.
You know, the Germans make good stuff. You're going to love my nuts.
Martini, linguine, bikini.
Well, all this pre-talk, the Palm Pre, I want to know about me. I don't care. I don't have a Palm Pre. Gene in Minnesota, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
That sounks gay.
Hey, Steph. How are you doing?
Yes, good.
And Mooks?
Yes.
Hello.
I have a suggestion. I hate to say it, Stephanie, but you're starting to sound like a guy.
Why?
My advice is read the instruction booklet.
Oh, that's ridiculous advice. I don't ever do
everything
that.
Everything you want to know, you'll find out in the instruction booklet.
You don't even have the instruction booklet anymore, do
that's
you?
That's for sticklers.
You don't have it. The box. You don't have it anymore, do you? Oh, you my know, God, you don't.
Every time a repair guy comes for what's forever, the computer, the stereo, they're like, do you have the manual? I'm like,
manual?
Really?
It you don't comes, keep a file?
It comes with instructions of some sort?
You don't
I can't remember where it is. It's
you don't remember
somewhere.
Where your file is? Where you...
No, I'm not that well organized.
God.
All right. Let's...
You really need an assistant, Stephanie.
All right. The other. Oh, dear God. The other breaking news, of course, the North Korea has convicted those two American journalists. One of them, Lisa Ling's sister, that works for Al Gore's network.
Yeah.
And the other one, I was afraid was my friend, May Lee, but it's not her. It's because she's a journalist named Lee who has worked for CNN Asia and, international, et cetera. But anyway, so, but I think it was Candy Crowley told us earlier this morning that hopefully this is just a bargaining chip, that this will be solved diplomatically, that they'll be released like the journalist in Iran. But
I guess the Swedish ambassador is working hard on getting these people freed. And also they're thinking about sending either Bill Richardson or Al Gore over there to negotiate, since it is Al Gore's network.
Give me my reporter back.
Yeah. Tell you what, I'll bring you all the Zagnut you can eat and an entire mountain of screaming yellow zonkers if you'll just give us our reporters back. And if you don't...
Don't make me take the charts out, because I will do it.
I'll do my PowerPoint presentation.
Our thoughts are with the families.
Yes, yes, exactly, Jim. Okay, President Obama on Saturday promised a new and stronger response to a defiant North Korea, saying while he prefers diplomacy, is now taking a very hard look at tougher measures. The Pentagon says no military moves are planned, but...
what can we do, really? I mean...
Yeah.
Maybe like, raid it and Debbie sort of rescue kind of thing, but I...
The U.S. Is considering adding North Korea back to a state list of state sponsors of terrorism, according to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Maybe a good idea.
Yeah.
Not sure what good that'll do.
I don't know
but...
how Kim Jong-il will react to being back in the, axis of...
Whatever!
Do we still have that? The axis of evil, or has it been renamed?
Yeah, it's been renamed.
Yes,
I have
Chris?
A breaking news
yes.
on Twitter.
Yes,
okay.
Chris.
Okay, Dem Diane writes, tell Steph to just backspace one or two letters, then retype what you want.
I think I've tried that, Diane.
Have
I don't
you?
Think it works, yes, and my computer says
computer
no.
Computer says no.
I tried it. It's very... annoying, my BlackBerry. All right.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Jim, I see another episode of Pantsuit and Jug Ears coming up. Hillary Clinton said that she turned Barack Obama down when he first asked her to be Secretary of State. She said he was very quite persistent and very persuasive. She also was asked if the president has answered the central question she raised about him when she was his rival about the 3 a.m. call. George Stephanopoulos said, has the president answered it for you? And Clinton said, absolutely. And as you know, the president, his public actions and demeanor, and certainly in private with me and the national security team, has been strong, thoughtful, and decisive. I think he's doing a terrific job. It's an honor to serve with him. See, I told you it would all come together when
I think we will be
Hillary
hearing
sang
from Pantsuit and Jug Ears very soon.
Tomorrow?
Really?
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
That's something we can tease for tomorrow.
More importantly, what about me again?
Oh,
hi, Jeff
Lord.
In Indiana.
Hello.
Yes.
I know how to fix your BlackBerry.
Okay, go ahead, quick.
Okay, you take a big sledgehammer,
smash
it.
That's all that BlackBerry Storm deserves, really, seriously.
Stop with your stupid spelling advice, for God's sakes. All right, that's it for us today. Don't forget Congresswoman Maxine Waters in hour number two tomorrow. I'd like to thank executive producer, engineer, boy toy, Chris LaVoy, voice deity, Jim Ward, associate producer, Rebecca Baker on phones and drums. See you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible.
One movie, two tickets, about $20. Add popcorn, two drinks, and some milk duds, you're over $30.
But what if you could take that same $30 and get hundreds of movies, thousands of choices, and original programs you just can't see at the movie theater? Well, right now, you can.
Get Comcast Digital Cable with all your favorite channels plus 8 channels of HBO for just $29.99 a month for 1 year. With Comcast, you'll tap into On Demand so you watch what you want, when you want. You'll also get HBO On Demand, so hit movies and original shows like Entourage are available anytime. Digital Cable, On Demand, HBO, and HBO On Demand, just $29.99 a month for 1 year. Have movie night every night. Never leave your couch. Milk duds not included. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 6/21/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. 1 year commitment required. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and franchise extra. Call for details.
Say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149. Or